1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Alley Gymnasium. We're in Sioux City this evening as we get set for the men's game between Hastings College and Morningside. Good matchup tonight. Hastings 5-1 of the season. Morningside at 3-3. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers and coach your ball club. Boy, looks like you're dialed in early in the season.
Well, you know, we're getting better. And one of the things that we're proud of is the fact that we've come to compete with a sense of urgency. And you have to do that in order to be successful on both ends of the floor. So offensively pushing the ball, making hard cuts, defensively getting down a stance, communicating with one another. And that'll be a great test Saturday because we've had two conference home games. Now can you go on the road and be mentally and physically ready and compete with a sense of urgency?
That's kind of been the theme since you have taken over, hasn't it, the sense of urgency in this program?
Yeah, really, that has to be a day-to-day thing. I mean, you've got to take care of that in practice because we're just not big believers in turning the switch on and off. You have to be ready to go each day in order to get better, and our players have done a good job of that.
You faced Doan the other night, picked up a nice win. That was a good one for you.
Yeah, it really was. You know, there's a team scoring 95 points a game. We held them to 75 points. Dominique Smith, who was averaging 21.7, only got four shot attempts. So Jake Hamburger, Tobin Reinwald did a nice job of making it hard for him to get touches and ultimately for him to get shots. Nick Reed, I thought Brett Wells did a great job, Zach Lena, but he's just tough. I mean, he just made some tough shots, made some big plays, but we made it difficult for their guys to score, their top scorers, and I think that had a big effect on the game.
The only negative out of that thing was the 20 turnovers we suffered.
Yeah, you know, we got to take better care of the ball. Our players know that. We've had a chance to see that. We've had a chance to work on that in practice. And that's ultimately something that you have to do a better job of is take care of the ball.
I get tired of talking about this guy, Brady Woolman, 35 points.
I'll never get tired of talking about Brady. You know, Brady, we wish we had him for another 5, 6, 7 years because guys like him don't come along very often. Just a complete player, you know, 34 points, 12 of 18 shooting, hits the boards, defends, a leader on the floor, and so we're looking for more great things out of him.
One guy we haven't really talked a lot about, but he's has a role in this team. That's Brent Wells. You mentioned this a second ago.
Oh, Wells is a guy. You talk about a sense of urgency. There's a guy that competes every day in practice. He brings his best effort. He's going to guard the other team's best player. A lot of times he hits the offensive boards hard. You saw him Wednesday night sprint the floor a couple times and get layups. He just flat out beat everybody else up the floor and did a good job. And then, you know, Zach, his backup is the same way. Those two guys are so competitive, and that gives us a lot of times an edge at the forward position.
Last two games he went basically with a 9-man rotation. Are you kind of settling in to what we're going to see the rest of the year?
Yeah, you know, I mean, things can happen where you have to do stuff in games. You know that. You've covered enough games. But we've got a nice 9-man rotation. I think our guys understand their roles and what they need to do in order to help us be successful. And more importantly, I think there's been role acceptance. We have a lot of guys in practice that don't play in games that impact games because of the way they practice and prepare every day.
Like we said, we're off to a good start. Does this team have another gear? We certainly don't want to be peaking at this time of the season.
Well, no, you want to get better all the time. No, we've got areas. You mentioned the 20 turnovers. We can still refine offensively, do a better job with our cutting and screening. Defensively, we still got some things that we got to shore up in terms of early help all the time. And communication is something you just constantly have to stay on because that's an area that you've got to be great in order to be successful.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about tonight's opponents in the Morningside Mustangs as our pregame show continues right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Come to an opponent we have not had a whole lot of success with. Naturally, you haven't been here, but we've lost six straight games of these guys, 13 out of 16, kind of flying into a hornet's nest tonight.
Well, our players are very aware of that, and our players, you know, they've set a goal of being champions. They want to be champion. They want to be a championship caliber program. So here's a perfect opportunity. A team that's given us fits. We got to go to their place. We've gotten off to a nice start, but what you've done to this point doesn't make any difference on Saturday. You got to be ready to come out and compete. So it's a great opportunity for us to find out again if we can have that urgency on the road and create our own energy.
One guy that has killed us last year or so is Danny Rudine, and we're going to see him again tonight. Scored 50 against us in the two games last year.
Rudine's averaging about 21 points a game this year. So he's just a guy that can flat out score it. You know, we'll start Wellesley on him and Zach Lino will cover him some, but ultimately you really do guard really good players with five men. I mean, one guy has to make it hard for him to catch it. The other guys have to be ready to help, but he's definitely a guy who can hurt you.
Rudine's a guy that really, like you said, we got to pick up early in defensive strategy, don't we?
You do. You got to make it hard, difficult for him to touch it. You know, we talked about Smith, Doan, Hamburger, and Reinwald made it hard for him to get touches. And last time I checked, if you don't have the ball, you can't score. So that's something we've got to do. But again, that's one thing to say and another thing to actually execute it.
And the other guy who had great missions against us last year was the Tanner Miller kid.
Oh, he's just a good player. I mean, he's shooting 50% from the arc this year. He can put it on the floor. The last game, you know, and watching them against Midland, O'Neal usually plays the point, probably for some reason in matchups, he handled the ball. So when you can do that and you're versatile enough to play different positions, it makes you tough.
Give us the scouting report on Morningside. What are they going to do tonight?
Well, one thing we hope they don't do is something that they've done very well, and that's shoot the ball really well. And so we've got to be cognizant of that. We've got to be able to take away shots from them. They're a hard-nosed basketball team. They play physical. They play tough. They go to the boards hard. So another phrase that we'll talk to our players about, we have to win the effort areas. And effort areas are spreading the floor. Effort areas are boxing out. Effort areas are diving for loose balls. Effort areas are communication. We have to win those areas in order to be successful Saturday.
We talked about the Miller kid, the Rudine kid. Naturally, they got some other guys that can step up and hurt us tonight.
Oh, Colbush kid shooting 42% from the arc. Really good shooter. O'Neal's a good point guard. You know, left-handed kid who's very quick going to his left hand. Can knock down shots off the catch from the arc. And inside, you know, the Dow kid, left-handed kid. Runs the floor well, does some things. The nickel kid played early. We're not sure if he's got an injury or something at this point because he didn't appear in the last game. So, but they've got a mentality about playing the game. Of course, you know, Jimmy Sykes, I was at Hastings College with him. We were students together and players here together. And so he's done a great job of getting those guys to play hard all the time.
How was a senior, some of your former classmates maybe on the other side?
Oh, it's a great thing because, you know, it means that somebody you went to school with, somebody who's a Hastings College product is out being successful. And, of course, you know, when I was in high school all the time, I'd follow Jimmy's program at Morningside and real happy that things are going well for him. We just hope Saturday that it goes better for the Broncos.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
That's Bill Gabers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We'll come back and check the starting lineups and more as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley, Express Delivery, and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City here tonight. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS as we get ready for the men's game. And hopefully they perform a little bit better than what we saw in the women's contest tonight. The Hastings College women getting blown out by Morningside tonight by a score of 76-49. Hastings College preseason ranked number 23 in the NAIA men's college basketball poll in Division II. Broncos are sitting at 5 wins and 1 loss on the season. They are 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside coming in, a record of 3 wins and 3 losses on the season. They are 1-1 in the conference. As far as the conference games are concerned so far, Morningside, they have knocked off Concordia by a score of 85-67, and they lost to Midland 83-77. Hastings coming off of their win the other night over Doan 88-75, and they beat Northwestern a week ago on Saturday. Right now, the playing of the national anthem.
At the twilight light. star-spangled banner it waves o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
So the singing of the national anthem here tonight as we get ready for basketball action at Alley Gymnasium. Hastings College and Morningside going at it in men's college basketball. And Hastings 5-1 on the season, 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings beating Doan last week by a score of 88-75. They also have a win over Northwestern during their conference season so far. Hastings shot the ball extremely well the other night against Doan. In fact, Brady Lohman had a career high 34 points. And that basketball game for Hastings College. So we'll see what Woolman can do tonight with the Morningside. Morningside, a team that is averaging 84 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 77 on the defensive end. The Mustangs shooting pretty well from the field here so far this season, hitting 49% of their field goal tries, 44% from three-point territory, 73% from the free throw line. Opponents against Morningside are hitting 44% of their field goal tries, 42% from three-point territory, 68% from the free throw line. Mustangs do a good job on the boards. They out-rebound their opponents 37-29. Morningside averages 13 turnovers per ball game, and they force 11 on the other end. Hastings College, their only loss this year to Benedictine. That was in the Doan College Classic a couple of weeks ago. Hastings 2-0 in the season in the conference. Northwestern and Doan has been their first two opponents. Hastings, a team that is averaging 81 points per ball game in offense, are giving up 72.3 on the defensive end. The Broncos are hitting 50% of their field goal tries so far this year, 31% from three-point territory, 71% from the free throw line. As far as defensive averages are concerned, Hastings giving up 42% shooting, 35% from three-point territory and 67% from the free throw line. The Broncos out rebounding their opponents 38-31 this year, averaging 15 turnovers per ball game and forcing 16 on the other end. Leading scorer for Hastings, Brady Lohman, he's averaging 19.7 points per ball game, coming off of that 34-point performance the other night against Doan. The leading scorer for the Morningside Mustangs, and a couple of guys you're going to hear an awful lot of tonight, Danny Rudine and also Tanner Miller. These guys really had big roles against Hastings College a season ago, and Rudine and Miller are back this year. Rudine is averaging 20 points per ball game, and Tanner Miller is averaging 14.7 points per ball game. As we talked with Coach Gavers, Hastings has not had a whole lot of success here against Morningside since we started playing back in the 1979-1980 season. Morningside beat Hastings twice last year, scores of 88-75 in Hastings and 93-85 here in Sioux City. Morningside leads the all-time series with Hastings 13-3 since the start of the 1979-1980 season. And the Mustangs have a streak going of six games in a row that they have won over Hastings College here this season. So getting closer to the starting lineups, we'll take a break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features for holiday shopping 20% off selected Under Armour and all Husker gear. Plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings College and Morningside here tonight in men's college basketball. Glad to have you along here on 1230 KHAS. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College will go with Akeem Morrison, a 5'11" and senior out of Delray Beach, Florida. Morrison averaging 4.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Jake Hamburger, who spent some time here at Morningside before transferring to Hastings College. Jake Hamburger averaging 12.7 points and 2.2 rebounds per game, a 6'2" and senior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Brett Wells, a 6'4" and senior out of Elba. He went to high school at St. Paul. Wells is averaging 6.8 points and 4.3 rebounds per game, coming off of a 10-point performance the other night against the Doane College Tigers. Brady Lohman, 6'2", and a senior out of Norfolk. Lohman averaging 19.7 points and 5.7 rebounds per game. And Dylan Flynn is 6'7", and senior out of Lincoln. Flynn is averaging 12.5 points and 5.7 rebounds per game. Bill Gavers, the head coach of the Hastings College Broncos. For Morningside, they will go with Danny Rudin. Rudin is 6'3", and a senior out of Sioux Center. Actually, out of Sioux City. Rudin is averaging 20 points and 6.7 rebounds per game. He scored 19 points the other night in their 83-77 loss to Midland. Steve O'Neill, another starter, 6'1", a junior out of Council Bluff, St. Albert. O'Neill is averaging 11.7 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Jared Colbush is a 6'5" sophomore out of Lincoln Pius. Colbush is averaging 8.2 points and 5.8 rebounds per game. Tanner Miller is a 6'1" junior out of Gretna. Miller is averaging 14.7 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. And Drew Dowell is a 6'7" senior out of Spirit Lake, Iowa. Dowell is averaging 4 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Jim Sykes is the head coach of the Morningside Mustangs. Ironically, Jim Sykes played a couple of years down at Hastings College before he transferred to Nebraska. He was a classmate and a teammate of Bill Gavers, who's on the other side. So a couple of acquaintances will score off here tonight for the first time. Of course, Bill Gavers, the new head coach for Hastings College. Broncos going to be dressed in their visiting uniforms here tonight. Might be some new unis out there tonight. This is a It's not crimson. I can't even tell you what color it looks like here tonight. It looks like a burnt orange color with gray on them here tonight. Meanwhile, Morningside going to be dressed in their white with their crimson trim. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left, and we're set to go here at the Alley Gymnasium. Men's College basketball here tonight. Your starting lineup's brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Three locations in Hastings at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Morningside controls the opening tip. They've won the last six games here against Hastings College in the all-time series. Broncos will start off in that man-to-man defense. Here's Colbush with the ball. Hands it away to Danny Rudin, trying to penetrate inside. Can't do it. Colbush in the corner. Shot good. Three-pointer. Jared Colbush knocks down a three from the deep right corner. The Mustangs are hitting 44% of their three-pointers on the season, and Morningside jumps out to a 3-0 lead here over Hastings College. Here's Akeem Morrison with the ball. Morrison here on the near sideline. Akeem is trapped out here in three-point territory. Gets the ball away now. Brady Lohman has got it. Goes over to Hamburger on the far sideline. Now to Brady Lohman again. Good defense here by Morningside. There's a bounce pass inside. Flint has got it. He leaves it off to Hamburger, and his shot is up and in. Jake Hamburger scores on the assist from Flynn, and it's a 3-2 ball game. Morningside has got the lead. There's Tanner Miller with the ball. Miller, right-handed dribble, brings it across the midcourt stripe, comes over here to the near sideline to Steve O'Neill. He drives the ball against Morrison. His shot's up there, no good, and a foul called. Akeem Morrison being hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. Morrison, check that. It's going to go on to Dylan Flynn. Dylan Flynn picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line for Morningside will be Steve O'Neill. O'Neill is a 94% foul shooter in the season. He is 16 out of 17 from the free throw line. If Shana's up there, it's going to be good. Morningside is a team hitting 73% of their free throws this year, 49% from the field, 44% from three-point territory. 4-2 is the score. Morningside with a lead over Hastings. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's good. O'Neill hits a pair. Morningside now with a 5-2 lead over Hastings as Akeem Morissant brings the ball off the floor down the near sideline. Morissant dribbles down in the corner. Bounce pass goes inside and a foul is called. Morissant trying to get the ball to Flynn and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Morningside Mustangs. It's going to go on Drew Dow. That's going to be his first foul, first team foul on the Mustangs here in the first half. Into the ball game here for Morningside now. It's going to be Bryce Cook. He's going to come into the ball game. So an early substitute here for the Mustangs. Cook comes in. And going out is going to be Drew Dow. Hastings will play things in. The ball is going to be knocked away. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. It's going to be Morningside ball. Last touch by Brent Wells. Hastings playing it in. Wells had troubles with it. Hastings turns it away for the first time here tonight. Morningside will play it in just underway here in men's college basketball. 18-40 remaining in the first half. Morningside 5, Hastings College 2. Here's a Cook with a ball. Comes out on top now to a Colebush. Colebush hands it away. That's Tanner Miller trying to penetrate. Ripples behind his back against Jake Hamburger. Throws the ball to the near sideline. That's Steve O'Neill with the ball. O'Neill now to Danny Rudine. Back down in the corner. O'Neill for three. Shot good. Steve O'Neill knocks down a three-pointer, and Morningside has jumped on the Broncos early. 8-2 is the score. Now Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. 18 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take an early timeout with a score. Morningside 8, Hastings 2.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Sioux City, Hastings College trailing. Akeem Morissant has the ball knocked loose. It comes to the near sideline. 2-3 players hit the deck, and a timeout's going to be called. Right here at the bottom of the stack, right in front of us, Morningside got possession of the ball. Diving for it down there was Tanner Miller. And wisely enough, he calls a timeout to force the change in possessions here. So Hastings with a turnover. Morningside calls the timeout. We'll just keep it right here. This could be a short timeout. 18:02 remaining here in the first half. The score is 8-2. Morningside has got the lead. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 8-2. Morningside with a lead. Here's a passage to be intercepted. First turnover on Morningside with the interception was a Brady Lohman for Hastings. Moves it down the right side of the court here. Bounce pass moves it down in the corner to Brent Wells, and then his pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Broncos trailing by a score of 8-2 in this one. Hastings will play things in. That's Hamburger with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Dylan Flynn. Flynn backs up. He throws up a shot. It's going to be blocked. It's going to be blocked by Cook, and the ball is recovered here by Morningside down the far sideline. O'Neill has got the ball. Gets it ahead down to Rudine. Collision and a foul called. Hamburger is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. First foul on Jake Hamburger. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so it'll be Morningside playing things in. Underneath their own basket to the right side, the Mustangs have the lead over Hastings. The score is 8-2. Mustangs will play things in. That's going to be Tanner Miller from the corner. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Dylan Flynn hands it away to Akeem Morissant. Morissant, right-handed dribble, brings it into the offensive zone here. Akeem Morissant will set things up. Good defense out here by Steve O'Neill. Bounce pass to Brady Lohman. Free throw line extended left side. Brady Lohman behind the Dylan Flynn screen. Gives the ball back to Flynn. He dribbles toward the basket. His shot is up. The rim's off. No good. Battle for the rebound. Wells had it, and the foul is called. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Bryce Cook of Morningside. That's going to be his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number two on the Mustangs. Hastings will play things in. Woolman gets it in the hamburger around the screen from Flynn. Goes back down in the corner to Woolman. Shot for three. Good. Brady Lohman had 34 the other night against Doan. That's his first field goal. It's a three-pointer from the deep left corner. And the Broncos are back to within 3 points here. 8-5 is the score. Dribble penetration going for the hole as Cook, and the ball got stuck. The ball got stuck between the rim and the backboard as Cook went up for the shot there. Morissette knocks it out of there, and Hastings will get the ball. Rice Cook's shot stuck between the rim and the backboard, and Hastings will get it here. A chance to pull even with a three-point field goal. 16:45 to play here in the first half. The Valley Gymnasium in Sioux City tonight. Akeem Morissette with the ball. Dribbling out here in the three-point territory. Bounce pass over on the wing on the right side to Flynn. Cross-court pass comes over here to Hamburger. Dribbles into the paint. His shot is up there. Good. Jake Hamburger scores for Hastings. And the Broncos are back within one. 8-7 is the score. Morningside with the lead. Cole Bush has got it now for Morningside. Danny Rudine, not to Steve O'Neill. Brings it back to Cole Bush. Out on top again to Steve O'Neill. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Dumps it off here to Cook. He loses control of the ball, but it's picked up by Rudine near the 10-second line. Danny Rudine flips it away to Cole Bush. His shot from the free throw line is up there. It's no good. Tap trying no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Wells brings it back the other way. Two on two. Wells to the hole as it knocked out of his hands and a foul called. Brent Wells flyer back the other way on a two-on-two break. He was fouling the play here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on the Jared Colebush for Morningside. That's going to be his first. The set of officials that we have here tonight are the same three officials that refereed the Doan Hastings game on Wednesday. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be missed here by Brent Wells. It's no good. 8-7 is the score. Morningside has got the lead. Here comes the next one from Wells. It's up there, and he hits that one. Wells is a 60% foul shooter. He hits 50% here. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings has come back to tie the score with 16 minutes to play here in this one. In the first half, it's 8-8. After Morningside raised out to an 8-2 lead. Hastings has scored the last 6 points. There's O'Neill driving the baseline from the right corner. His shot is up and in. Steve O'Neill had 17 the other night. As Morningside lost to Midland, 83-77. He's already got 7 here against Hastings. Morningside back out on top here in this one, by a score of 10-8. Broncos with the ball. Morissette for three. Shot up there off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Cook. Cook's outlet pass to the far sideline. Intercepted. Intercepted by Morissette. His shot is up and in. Akeem Morissette got the interception on the outlet pass and drove it right to the hole and scores. 2 turnovers on Morningside here in the ballgame. And we are tied up at 10 points apiece. Between Hastings and Morningside, here's O'Neill for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound, Hastings. Brady Lohman has got the ball. Lohman right-handed dribble. Long pass down the floor. Flynn has got it. Spins. Puts it up there. Shot no good. Foul called. And the foul's going to go on Bryce Cook again. Bryce Cook picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 4 on the Mustangs. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Dylan Flynn. Flynn has not scored so far tonight. 75% foul shooter in the season. Flynn is averaging 12.5 points per ball game for the Broncos this year. His free throw is up there. It's no good. Hastings now 1 out of 3 on free throws tonight. A 71% foul shooting team on the season through the first 6 contests. We're tying up at 10 points apiece early in the ball game. 15 minutes and 1 tick left on the clock here in the first half of play. Dylan Flynn trying to give Hastings their first lead. The shot is up there. It's good. Hastings has the lead. So it's the Broncos 11 and Morningside 10. Abu Fall comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Abu Fall comes in. Here comes Zach Lena in. Here comes Tobin Reinwald into the ball game now for head coach Bill Gabers. 11-10 is the score. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Morningside has got the ball in their offensive end. Rudine has got it. Back outside to Blake Van Ginkle, who's into the ball game for the first time. To Rudine again. Here's a Tegmeyer, who's into the contest. Entry pass to get it inside, and a foul call on Abu Fall. Abu trying to tip the ball away there from Drew Dow, who's back into the ball game for Morningside as well. Abu Fall picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three in the Broncos. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it into Rudine. Back outside. That's going to be Drew Dow as he dribbles down the left side of the lane. Bounces off of Abu Fall. His shot no good. And Abu grabs the ball here for Hastings. Hands her away to Akeem Morrison down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Feeds near his side down to Brady Lohman. Lohman dribbling with his left hand. Throws up a 17-footer. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound on the weak side there by Kolbusch. Kolbusch down to Tegmeyer. Ball ahead down the left sideline. Rudine has got it. Rudine down to Kolbusch. Back to Rudine. Takes it down to the baseline. A running one-hander is up there and in. Danny Rudine at 19 the other night against Midland. Averages 20 on the season. And Morningside goes back out on top by a score of 12-11 here in this one. Akeem Morrison inside to Abu Fall. Right side of the lane. Abu backs up. Double team. Throws it back out to Morrison. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down to... Looks like that's going to be Tobin Reinwald, who goes off to Abu, and his shot is going to be up there. No good, and he's fouling the play. Reinwald was surrounded down there. Finally, the ball came out of there, and the foul is going to be called here on Morningside. It's going to go on Drew Dow. That's going to be his second personal foul, and Abu Fall goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. Abu hitting 53% of his foul shots so far this season. 8 out of 15. Big guy will toe the mark for the first time here today. Abu Fall will throw it up there, and the shot good. And now we are tied up at 12 points apiece. Into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Carson Bloom. So Hastings, basically a nine-man rotation the past two games. He's got nine guys in there in the first 6 minutes plus of this basketball game. There's a second shot by Abu Fall. That one is up there too strong, but the rebound comes down to Lena. Lena gets it out to Carson Bloom for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Lena. He goes back up. His shot, no good. Traveling violation. Lena right in front of the basket with the happy feet there. We're tied up at 12 points apiece with 13 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the first half in the women's ball game. If you're just joining us, it was all Morningside tonight. They beat Hastings by a score of 76-49. Here comes Rudine out of the ball game now for Morningside. Drew Dow is going to check out as well. Tanner Miller comes back into the ball game for the Mustangs. Also, Andrew Christian is in there for the first time. There's a pass deflected out of bounds there by Tobin Reinwald. We're tied up at 12 points apiece. Men's college basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. 13:28 to play here in the first half. We're at Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. Steve O'Neill has got the ball. Comes across the top to a Van Ginkle. Down in the corner. Bombs away for three. Shot good. Andrew Christian hits a three-pointer from the deep right corner. And Morningside goes out on top by a score of 15-12. Here's Tobin Reinwald on the right sideline. Reinwald drives the ball down to the baseline. Hangs in the air. His pass is going to be deflected away from Abu Fall. And is picked up here by Tanner Miller. Third turnover on Hastings. Tobin kind of left out there in no man's land as he went up. Here's a pass going to be deflected out of bounds. It'll be off of a Bronco. And Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 15-12 is the score. Hastings trailing by 3 points. Abu Fall taking some extra time here to lace up a sneaker. Morningside will play things in the far sideline. The Steve O'Neill with the ball. Comes out to Tanner Miller. Now to O'Neill. Back out here to Miller near the 10-second line. There's Steve O'Neill again picked up by Reinwald. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. O'Neill, two-handed pass, comes out here to Tanner Miller, picked up there by Brady Lohman. O'Neill flips it back out here into the three-point territory to O'Neill. There's a pass down the lane. It's off of the fingertips of Christian, but it was knocked out of his hands by Hastings. It's going to be Morningside playing it in again. Baseline right side underneath their own basket, but they got just 5 seconds left on the shot clock. 12:37 to play. In this first half, 15-12 is the score. Morningside with a three-point lead over the Broncos. Tegmeyer will inbound the ball way outside here to Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller drives it inside the free throw circle, throws up an off-balance shot. It's no good, but he gets his own rebound. Miller gets it out to a Steve O'Neill back down in the corner. A three-pointer thrown up there. That's going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Ball is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings ball. Last touchdown there by Andrew Christian. Now we've got an injured player down there. It's going to be Akeem Morrison is down here for Hastings underneath the basket. And Bill Gavers will come out to check on Akeem Morrison, who took a hit right underneath the basket there for Hastings College. 12 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Hastings is trailing Morningside by a score of 15-12, and Akeem Morrison is down. The Broncos under the hole. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. And by Valentino's of Hastings, Valentino's get it delivered. Valentino's located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Akeem Morrison comes off the floor now under his own power. He's going to check out. Coming back in there for Hastings is going to be Jake Hamburger. There's a bounce pass by Carson Bloom that's going to be deflected out of bounds. Hastings will play things in down here in the corner. Right side of the basket. 12-15 to play in the first half. Hastings trailing Morningside by a score of 15-12. Jake Hamburger will look to play things in to Reinwald. Reinwald, two-handed pass, goes cross court. Zach Lena takes the ball on the paint, kicks it out here to Hamburger for three, and it's off of the mark. No good. Rebound. That's Zach Lena. Goes back up. His shot is up and in. Zach Lena put a man in the air and goes back up and puts it off with a window and scores. 15-14. Morningside with a one-point lead. Steve O'Neill with the ball, dribbling between a couple of defenders. His bounce pass is going to be deflected. It's kicked there by Abu Fall. It's going to be Morningside playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 15-14. Morningside with the lead. Ryan Tegmeyer will inbound the ball for Morningside underneath his own basket. He'll play things in. That's going to be Tanner Miller back down in the corner. Ryan Tegmeyer brings it up high up in the free throw circle. The ball tipped away, but it's picked up there by Van Ginkle. Down to Tegmeyer again. Over to a Steve O'Neill. 200 pass goes cross court. Wide open is Van Ginkle for three. His shot is up there and bounces off. No good. Rebound comes out to Lena. Lena gets it to Carson Bloom running back the other way. Carson Bloom on the dribble. Bounce pass down to Hamburger on the baseline. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Fall. Abu Fall spins on his baseline. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Abu Fall gets the field goal to go down after grabbing the offensive board. Great job there by Abu. And he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play as Hastings grabs the lead for the second time tonight. It's 16-15. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Andrew Christian, I believe, of Morningside. Yeah, it's going to be his first. So the second lead of the ball game for Hastings, it's 16-15 at the 11:25 mark of this first half as Abu Fall goes back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Christian, and he's going to be fouled into play by Lena. Zach Lena gets in with a personal foul here for Hastings. That's going to be his first. 11 minutes and 23 seconds to play. There in the first half, 16-15. Hastings College is now leading by 1 point as Morningside comes back with the basketball. This is Tanner Miller with the ball. Tanner Miller gets it to Steve O'Neill down the wing on the left side, and we're going to have a foul call as he got it to Danny Rudine. Rudine took off toward the hole, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Lena. That's going to be his second. Brent Wells comes into the ball game now. Zach Lena checks out. Dylan Flynn also comes into the ball game. Abu Fall will come to the bench. 16-15 is the score. Hastings College leading by 1 point as Morningside plays it on the far sideline. Steve O'Neill has got it now. Picked up by Carson Bloom of Hastings. O'Neill drives the ball. Contact made. Foul called. Another foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his first. Team foul number six. So the team fouls are now even up at six apiece. That's going to be Morningside inbounding the ball. That's Rudine over there. Baseline right side underneath his own basket will trigger things in. Tanner Miller has got it behind the screen from Christian. Down to Rudine again at the free throw line. Picked up there by Brent Wells. Here's Steve O'Neill. With his back to the basket. Kicks it out here to Danny Rudine inside the free throw circle. Now to O'Neill. Trying to penetrate. Throws it out here to the near sideline. Van Ginkle takes it to the free throw line. Now to the near side. Long range jumper by O'Neill from three. No good. Rebound ripped out of there by Brent Wells and a foul called. Wells got the rebound, and a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Andrew Christian again. That's going to be his second. And now Hastings is in the bonus situation here. Hastings will head to the other end and have a one-and-one situation with Brent Wells. Wells, a 60% foul shooter in the season. He's 9 out of 15 from the free throw line. 1 out of 2 so far tonight. Wells, he scored 10 the other night in the ball game against Doan. And Hastings beat the Tigers at home by a score of 88-75. Jared Colbush comes back into the ball game now for Morningside. Brent Wells to the free throw line here for Hastings. He'll have a one-and-one situation. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. That one is going to be too strong. No good. And the rebound comes down to Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller has got it down for Morningside. Miller across the 10-second line here in a traveling violation. He was working out there against Jake Hamburger, who was applying the pressure. A traveling violation is called on Tanner Miller. That's going to be the third turnover on Morningside. Hamburger and also Carson Bloom on the floor now for Hastings, as well as Lohman and Brent Wells and Dylan Flynn. 10.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings leading 16-15. Carson Bloom trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Now Bloom is double-teamed, triple-teamed. Finally gets the ball away. Lohman has got it here. Lohman takes off toward the baseline. The ball stripped away. Miller has got it. Fourth turnover on Hastings. Tanner Miller running her back the other way for Morningside. To the far sideline to Keith and Cam, who's into the ball game for the first time now. To Steve O'Neill. Back to Rudine for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Ball ripped out of there by Flynn. One shot and out here for Morningside. Dylan Flynn gets the rebound. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Carson Bloom. Bloom, right-handed dribble, stops at the top of the key. Bounce pass down to lane. Brent Wells has got a jump pass out on the right wing. That's Woolman. Works it back inside to Flynn. He goes to the basket, traveling violation. Flynn kind of lost his balance. Stumbled there as he got the ball, and he's called for the traveling violation. Five turnovers on Hastings here in the ball game. Broncos have a one-point lead over Morningside. It is 16-15. In men's college basketball. Down in 9 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half. Steve O'Neill now for Morningside. Picked up by Carson Bloom. Tanner Miller has got it out here in three-point territory. Now to Cole Bush. He puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in three-point territory. Now near the 10-second line to Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller drives it. Lobs it over here to Steve O'Neill, who drives it to the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Steve O'Neill drives it there against Wells. And Brent Wells is going to be hammered for a personal foul. First foul on Wells. Team foul number 7 on Hastings. Going to the free throw line for Morningside will be Steve O'Neill. He's got 7 points already in the ball game for Morningside. O'Neill, a 94% foul shooter coming in here. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Steve O'Neill is now 3 out of 3 on free throws here tonight. A 6'1" junior from Council Bluffs, St. Albert. O'Neill will have one more free throw for the Mustangs. It is up there, and the shot is good. So now Morningside has got the lead over Hastings by a score of 17-16. And again, Hastings wants to call a timeout. Broncos call a timeout here with 9 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the first half from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. The score is now Morningside 17, Hastings 16.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College women's basketball team losing to Morningside tonight. Final score is 76-49. The Broncos trailed 37-21 at halftime. They were outscored by 11 in the second half, 39-28. So Morningside beats Hastings in the women's game, 76-49. Leading scores for Hastings, Laurel Zwiner had 13, Jamie Van Kirk had 12. Lacey Lehman led the Morningside Mustangs with 16 points. Hastings ended up shooting only 30% for the ball game. They were 17 out of 55 tonight, and they hit only 3 three-pointers in 19 attempts. That's 15%. So the Broncos drop one here tonight in women's college basketball. Hastings now 6-2 on the season. They'll play the nationally ranked Concordia coming up on Tuesday. Hastings College men trailing Morningside here by a score of 17-16. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Jake Hamburger on the right wing. Bounce pass goes to Dylan Flynn. Hops in the lane. Dylan Flynn puts a move on. Throws it up the right hand. The shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to a Cole Bush for Morningside. Gets it away to Rudine. Rudine hustles down the near sideline. Gets it out to Cole Bush in three-point territory. Broncos stay with that man-to-man defense. Jared Cole Bush has got the ball to the near side. Now back out on top. Steve O'Neill has got it. They work it around to the left side. That's Rudine with the ball. Rudine trying to penetrate inside. Throws up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. And the ball ripped out of there again by Flynn. Long blast down the floor. They get it to Wells. Goes for the hole, and he's hammered. Wells is hammered on the play there by Steve O'Neill, getting back on defense. That's the first foul in Steve O'Neill. And Hastings will go to the free throw line again. Grant Wells, one out of three from the line tonight, 60% for the season. Wells had a pretty good ball game the other night against Doan as he scored 10 points in that ball game. Hastings is trailing by 1 point here, 17-16. And shot from the free throw line is good. Wells will have another one. Here comes Akeem Morissant back into the ballgame. He was shaken up there a couple of minutes ago. But Morissant back in there for the Broncos. Here comes the next shot by Wells. That one rims off no good. The ball is going to be lost out of bounds. That was last touch there by Morningside. Last touch by Jared Kolbusch. So Hastings will get a break here. They'll play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 8:37 to play in the first half. We're tied up at 17 points apiece. Flynn goes out to Hamburger, down to the baseline. Wells puts a man in the air, goes up for the shot. It is good, but it won't count a traveling violation. Turnover on Hastings. Wells got the field goal to go down, but he has fouled, or he has whistled for the traveling violation. The Morningside will play things in. So we're tied up at 17 points apiece. With 8 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the first half from Sioux City. Morningside working in their offensive zone. That's a Cam with the ball. His pass is going to be deflected there by Morissant. The ball is loose. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. It was deflected by a Morissant, but then trying to pick up the ball in the baseline was Keith and Cam. Cam lost it out of bounds. So Morningside charged with a turnover there. That's going to be their fourth of the ball game. We're tied up at 17 points apiece. Hastings back with the ball. Akeem Morissant goes to Dylan Flynn. Dylan Flynn hands it away. That's going to be Brady Woolman, and he's going to have the ball knocked out of his hands, and the foul is going to be called. Woolman driving it from the right corner toward the goal there. He draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Danny Rudine. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Mustangs, and now Brady Woolman goes to the free throw line for Hastings College. He's got a 3-pointer to his credit so far tonight. 34 the other night against Doan. His first free throw of the night is up there. It's going to be good. Woolman is an 81% foul shooter on the season. Hastings College with a lead now over Morningside by a score of 18-17. Neither team has had much more than a 3-point lead here lately. Morningside did jump out to an 8-2 lead, but it was short-lived. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Lohman. And Hastings now out on top by a score of 19-17 over Morningside as we have hit the 8-minute mark here in the first half. There's an entry pass to get it to Rudine, who posted up right at the free throw line, trying to penetrate, kicks it back out. 3-pointers put up there. No good by Kolbusch, and the rebound comes down to Flynn. Gets it now to Brady Woolman back into the offensive zone to Akeem Morissant. Hastings with a 2-point lead here in men's college basketball, 19-17. There's a pass to Flynn, deflected away, picked up at the other end. Driving, shooting, and scoring is going to be Tanner Miller. We're tied back up at 19 points apiece. Hastings with their sixth turnover of the ball game. Akeem Morissant jump pass down to Flynn out here in 3-point territory. Now to Wells. He drives for the hole and he's going to be fouling the play. So Flynn pulled away from the basket, but a nice pass to Wells, who is streaking toward the goal there. A personal foul is going to be called here on Morningside, and Wells is going to go back to the free throw line. 10 fouls plus on Morningside now. Danny Rudine picks up his second personal foul. So Brent Wells goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Wells 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Was just there a few seconds ago. As he will get to toe the mark one more time here. 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Now the officials going to confer. They chalked up the foul on Rudine, number 3. I think the foul went on Tanner Miller instead. So Tanner Miller is going to pick up the foul. It's going to be his first. Danny Rudine will remain with one foul as well. So they chalk it up to the right person here. Tanner Miller gets hit with a personal foul. Brent Wells to the free throw line here for Hastings. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Wells now 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. Here comes Tobin Reinwald in. Abu Fall comes in. Flynn is going to get a breather, and Jake Hamburger is going to get a breather. 7:20 remaining here in the first half. Hastings leading Morningside down by a score of 20-19. There's the next shot by Wells. It's up there. It's good. So Brent Wells cans a couple of free throws. He's going to check out now. Here comes Zach Lena into the ball game. Hastings currently 5-1 in the season. Their only loss to Benedictine down in the Doan College Classic. Hastings sitting at 2-0 in the conference with wins over Northwestern and Doan. Morningside is sitting at 3-3 in the season, 1-1 in the conference. Here's O'Neill for three. A shot no good, and the ball ripped out of there by Lena, and he's fouling to play. So Zach Lena will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Rudine. Now he does have two fouls. So Danny Rudine with a couple of fouls here. That's 10 fouls plus on Morningside. Hastings will shoot some free throws at the other end. This is Zach Lena going to the line now for Hastings. Lena, 6'5" junior out of Omaha. Lena is 70% foul shooter in the season. He's 17 out of 24. His free throw is up there, and it's going to be no good. Lena will get another one. Into the ball game now. It'll be Tegmeyer. Also, Van Ginkel comes back into the ball game for the Mustangs. 7 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings with a 2-point lead in this seesaw battle with Morningside. It's 21-19. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be good by Zach Lena. 22-19 now. The Broncos have the lead. There's a Tanner Miller with the ball picked up there by Lohman. Tanner Miller down the near sideline. Tanner Miller gets away. Bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be mishandled there by Drew Dow. And the ball is picked up here by Hastings College. Turnover number 5 on Morningside. Tobin for 3. His shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Zach Lena goes for the rebound, but he is out of bounds. Lena trying to save it, but he couldn't do it underneath the basket here. And it's going to be Morningside coming back the other way. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS with the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. Hastings with a lead over Morningside by a score of 22-19. There's a shot to the left side. It's going to be no good by Cole Bush, and the rebound comes down to Akeem Marisot. Gets the ball ahead to Reinwald. Drive, shoots, and scores. Tobin Reinwald drops it down through the hole, and now Jim Sykes wants to call a timeout. Hastings has opened up a 5-point lead. This is their biggest lead in the ball game now with 6 minutes and 27 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 24, Morningside 19.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Broncos have scored the last 5 points here in the ball game. Now 24-19. Hastings with the lead. Morningside comes back with the ball on their offensive end. Hastings still in that man-to-man defense. There's Tanner Miller. 200 pass comes out on top. Now they feed it to the left wing to Cole Bush. The foul is going to be called here on Akeem Morisot. Morisot picks up the personal foul. It's going to be the 9th team foul on Hastings here in the first half. That's a first foul on Morisot going to the free throw line. Cole Bush for Morningside. He is 0-for-2 on free throws so far this season. He's averaging 8 points per ball game. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So he knocks down his first free throw of the season here. That pulls the Mustangs to within 4 points now. 24-20 is the score. 6:10 remaining here in the first half. Jared Cole Bush will toe the mark for his second one. That was in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald for Hastings down to Morisot. Akeem will bring it up, right-handed dribble here. A transfer from Nebraska Kearney. Feeds it over here up high to Brady Lohman. Now to Zach Lena going for the basket. He puts it up there. It's going to be blocked down by Cole Bush. Cole Bush picks it up. Long pass down the floor to Miller. Miller has it stripped away. Now a traveling violation is called. Morisot tips the ball away. And then he chased her down right on the baseline, and he's called for the extra step. So it's going to be Morningside playing the ball in here. 5:52 to play in the first half. 24-20 is the score. Neither team's had much of a lead here in this one. Tanner Miller has got it out here in three-point territory. Miller sends it back to the far sideline to Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer down to Cole Bush. Out on top to Tegmeyer again. Over here to Van Ginkel as they work the ball around the perimeter. That's going to be Tegmeyer deep in the corner. Left side picked up by Morisot. Tanner Miller out near the 10-second line. Now they get it to Tegmeyer. He drives the ball inside. The ball's going to strip away here by Akeem Morisot. Back on the break. Lohman coming back the other way. Drive, shoots, and scores. Brady Lohman scores on the assist from Akeem Morisot as they force the turnover. That's the 6th turnover on Morningside. Hastings now with a 6-point lead. 26-20 is the score. The Broncos have the advantage here. Van Ginkle has got the ball. Van Ginkle out here to a Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller goes over to Ryan Techmeyer, picked up there by Akeem Borisant. Entry pass to get it inside to Drew Dow. He backs up against the blue fall, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Drew Dow scoring there against the blue fall. 26-22 is the score. Under 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Akeem Borisant back in the offensive zone for the Broncos, picked up there by Techmeyer of Morningside. Throws it over on the far sideline now to Woolman, down to Tobin Reinwald. His shot's going to be up there, no good. Tobin gets his own ball back. Out to Woolman for three. Shot good. Woolman knocks down his second three-pointer of the ball game, and Hastings now with a seven-point lead. 29-22. Broncos playing good defense here tonight. As we approach the four-minute mark here in this one, that's going to be Van Ginkle with the ball over on the far sideline to get it to a Techmeyer now. Picked up there by Morrison of Hastings. Techmeyer with a ball. Comes out here to a Blake Van Ginkle. Picked up there by Zach Lena. Kohlbusch has got it. Kohlbusch now to Techmeyer on the far sideline. Down to 9 seconds in the shot clock. Techmeyer behind his screen. Throws up a shot. It is good, but they wave it off. I think we're going to have an illegal screen set up over there. That's going to be the case. Drew Dow came up to set the screen for Techmeyer. Ryan hit the shot, but Drew Dow is going to be hit with a personal foul and an illegal screen. That's going to be his third personal foul. He's going to have to come out of the ball game. Hastings will not have free throws here. Let us come back the other direction. Wells is going to come back in now for the Broncos. Zach Lena will check out. So Hastings has got a seven-point lead. It is 29-22. This is their biggest lead of the first half. And it occurs at the 3:56 mark of this first half from Sioux City tonight. Akeem Morrison will bring the ball back here. Morrison back in the offensive zone. Now to Wells. Here's Brady Woolman. Brady Woolman moves it onto the dribble to the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes inside the fall. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Abu is knocked down. No foul is called. Andrew Christian has got it now for the Morningside Mustangs. Gets it away to Tanner Miller. Now to Christian. Back to Tanner Miller. There's side to Tegmeyer. Lobs it inside. That's Cook with the ball. His shot is up and in. Bryce Cook scoring there. That's his first field goal as he scores over Abu Fall. And it's now 29-24. Hastings with a five-point lead with 3:20 to play in the first half. Here's Tobin Reinwald. Two-handed pass back out on top. Woolman for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound to Christian, and he's fouled into play. I think that's going to be Wells. That's going to be the case. Brent Wells picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos. So we'll walk to the other end of the floor now. Boo Fall checks out of the ball game for Hastings. And coming back in is going to be Dylan Flynn. Andrew Christian goes to the free throw line here for Morningside. Christian is 66% foul shooter in the season. He is 6 out of 9 from the free throw line. Has not shot one here tonight. He's hit a three-pointer for his only score in the ball game. Now he hits a free throw. It's now a 29-25 ball game. Hastings with a four-point lead. As Andrew Christian gets ready for his second one here, he's a junior out of Anselmo, Nebraska. He's a transfer from Doan. Christian's second shot is up there. It's going to be good. 29-26. So Jake Hamburger playing for Hastings, a transfer from Morningside. We got Christian now playing for Morningside. He's a transfer from Doan. 29-26 is the score. A three-point lead for the Broncos. Akeem Borisant, a feed to the far sideline. That's going to be Woolman with the ball. Now to Akeem, who shouts out some instructions here. He's just past the 10-second line. Here's Brent Wells. Two-handed pass comes out on top. Now to Brady Woolman around the screen from Wells. Bounce pass down in the corner. Hamburger for three. His shot to be off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Andrew Christian. Christian gets the ball away to Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller, bounce pass down in the corner. That's going to be Keith and Cam with the ball. Pass out on top now to Steve O'Neill. O'Neill picked up there by Brady Woolman of Hastings as the Broncos stay with the man of the man. Steve O'Neill dribbling the ball out here in three-point territory. Still 15 on the shot clock. Here's Christian. Some bombs away for three. A shot no good. Offensive rebound. Keith and Cam has got it. Comes back out to Cook at the free throw line. Jams are down on the baseline to Andrew Christian. Now back inside to Cook. Drives for the hole. A shot good. Nice. Cook drives into the hole and scores. And now Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout as Morningside has come back to cut the lead down to 1 point. 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play now in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 29, Morningside 28.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in Sioux City. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings College holding on down to a 1-point advantage, 29-28. Morissant's got the ball here at the top of the key. Morissant over on the right wing. Brady Woolman out of Morissant, now to Jake Hamburger. Circles around, kicks it back out to Woolman on the far sideline. Entry pass, they get it to Flynn. Flynn double teamed at the elbow. Back out to Woolman for three. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Andrew Christian. Christian has got it now to Tanner Miller. Miller with a right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it to the free throw line. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Then back outside here. Cam has got it. Moves it down in the corner. With the ball down there is going to be Tanner Miller. Now to Siebel Neal. Gets it back out to Christian. Free throw line jumper is up and in. Andrew Christian scores from the free throw line. That's now a 30-29 ball game as Morningside has come back to grab the lead over Hastings. After the Broncos led at 1 point by seven at 29-22. Morningside has scored the last 8 points. Here's Hamburger off of the baseline. His shot no good. Rebound. Wells, his shot no good from right in front of the basket. And the rebound comes down to Bryce Cook. Morningside down the far sideline. The Mustangs on an 8-0 run here over Hastings College. Driving for the hole. His shot is up there. No good by Miller. And the foul is called. Offensive foul of Miller. Miller runs over a man. He's going to be hit with a personal foul. It's his second one on the Tanner Miller. And now we got a... Let's see. It looks like Bryce Cook is going to be slow in getting up here for Morningside. 30-29 is the score. Morningside has got the lead. They've gone to score the last 8 points of the ball game here. Hastings all of a sudden has went kind of cold from the field. Now the Mustangs applying some pressure here in backcourt. Hastings will bring things up. Carson Bloom into the ball game. He's on the dribble now for Hastings down the right sideline. Picked up there defensively by Steve O'Neill. Carson Bloom down the lane. He stops there. Now Bloom's got to get rid of it. He does. Hamburger's got it now. Free throw line jumper put up there by Jake. It's going to be off the mark. No good. And we got a foul call on the rebound. That's going to go on to Hastings. Dylan Flynn came out of there with a grimace on his face, and it's going to be Flynn picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So Dylan Flynn now with two fouls. Now the team fouls are even up at 10 apiece. We'll walk to the other end. We'll have some free throws. This is Andrew Christian going to the free throw line. He got 7 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. Grabs the ball, takes a look at the basket, takes a deep breath, dribbles, now throws it up there and misses. Christian will have one more. Morningside 30, Hastings 29. Men's college basketball action for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Next shot by Christian. That one was good, so he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 31-29. Ball nearly taken away here in backcourt, but Hastings has got it. Zach Lena gets it down to Hamburger into the forecourt. There's Carson Bloom with the ball. Carson directing some traffic here. He's going to send Hamburger to the other side. Carson Bloom on the dribble down to the left wing. Back out to Hamburger. Brings back to Carson. Dribble penetration. Hops in the lane. Kicks it back out to Hamburger. Swings it right side to Woolman. Down on the baseline now. There's Dylan Flynn. Jump pass back outside to Hamburger. Fakes the three. Comes back out on top to Woolman. Swings it right side out of Bloom. Is shot for three. No good. Long rebound. It comes out here to Steve O'Neill. 31-29. 10 seconds to play. Here's a Steve O'Neill with the ball. Bounce pass. The Cook at the free throw line drives it against Flynn. Knocks him down and a foul is going to be called. An offensive charging foul. An offensive charging foul that's going to go on Cook. An offensive charge that just knocks down Dylan Flynn. So Hastings will come back the other way here with 3.2 seconds to play. And now Jim Sykes going to send in Drew Dowell back into the ball game. Hastings will play things in with 3.2 seconds to play in the first half. Hamburger gets things in to Carson Bloom, and he's knocked down. He is knocked down right in front of the Bronco bench by Keith and Cam. Cam gets it with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. And that's going to send Hastings to the free throw line for two shots here with a chance to pull this thing even by halftime. Morningside has scored the last 9 points here in the ballgame to reclaim the lead at 31-29. But now Carson Bloom goes to the free throw line. Bloom, an 87% foul shooter on the season. He'll have two shots here. The shot by Bloom is up there. It is good. They'll get one more. Rudine back in. Here comes Tanner Miller back in. We got 2.4 seconds remaining here in the first half. And now we have a 31-30 ball game between Hastings and Morningside tonight in men's college basketball. Carson Bloom preparing for his second one. Buys the bucket. Lets it fly. Shot is up there. Score that one. We're tied up at 31. Now they play things in. Here's Tanner Miller down the right sideline from just across half court. His shot is no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. So we have fought to a halftime tie here between Hastings and Morningside at the break. It's Hastings College 31, Morningside 31. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Quick out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@khasradio.com or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is proud to announce the opening of the Kearney store located in downtown Kearney on the Brips. We offer the same quality clothing, the same great customer service, and the same proper fitting and tailoring to make you look your very best. We also offer tuxedo rentals for any occasion. Come celebrate our grand opening Friday, November 22nd and Saturday, November 23rd. 20% off the entire store, including suits, outerwear, sportswear, dress shirts, and ties. Stop by and register for drawings. Gary Michaels Clothiers, grand opening, downtown Kearney on the Bricks.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City tonight. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS. Our halftime show brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Shooting numbers in the first half of play here tonight. Hastings hitting only 32% from the field. They are 9 out of 28, or 32.1%. The Broncos hitting 2 out of 10 from three-point range for 20%. And they are 11 out of 18 from the free throw line for 61%. For Morningside, they are connecting on 38% of their field goal tries here tonight. They are 10 out of 26. They are 3 out of 10 on three-pointers for 30%. They're 8 out of 10 from the free throw line for 80%. The rebounds right now, Hastings is leading in that category, 22 to 17. The Broncos with 8 offensive rebounds compared to only 2 for Morningside. So Hastings has got 8 offensive rebounds, 14 on defense for 22 total rebounds. Morningside has got 2 offensive boards, 15 defensive rebounds, 17 total. Hastings with 7 assists, 8 turnovers, 2 block shots, and 5 steals here in the first half of play. Hastings has 5 assists, 8 turnovers, 1 block shot, and 3 steals. Morningside has got 7 assists, 8 turnovers, 2 block shots, and 5 steals. We are tied up at 31 points apiece here at halftime. Morningside jumped out to an 8-2 lead in the ball game tonight. Hastings came back, eventually tied the score up at 8 points apiece. Hastings went ahead 11-10. We were tied up at 19 points apiece when Hastings went on a 5-0 run to go out on top 24-19. Hastings eventually increased the lead to 29-22 late in the first half when Morningside went on a 9-0 run over Hastings to grab the lead 31-29. And now we're tied up 31-31 at halftime as Hastings got a couple of free throws right at the end of the first half there. So we're tied up at 31 points apiece at halftime. Checking the scoring in the ball game for Hastings are being led by Brady Lohman so far. Lohman has got 10 points here at the break. 4 points for Jake Hamburger, 4 for Brent Wells, 3 for Zach Lena, 3 for Abu Fall, 2 points for Akeem Morissant, 2 points for Tobin Reinwald, and 1 point for Dylan Flynn. For Morningside, they're being led so far by Steve O'Neill. He has got 9 points in the ball game. Andrew Christian, he has got 8. Jared Kohlbusch has got 4. Drew Dow has got 2 points. Tanner Miller has got 2. And Danny Rudine has got 2 points. So it's 31-31. We're tied at halftime in men's college basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Again, the Hastings College women's basketball team, they lost to Morningside tonight by a score of 76-49. Laurel Zwiener had 13 points for Hastings. Jamie Van Kirk had 12. Lacey Lehman led the Morningside Mustangs with 16 points. Hastings now 6-2 on the season, 1-2 in the conference. Morningside is now 6-2. They're also 1-2 in conference play. Morningside beating Hastings tonight in women's college basketball 76-49. Quickly get you some scores here at halftime in football today in the first round of the NAIA playoffs. Morningside beat Rocky Mountain College out of Montana 40-21. Missouri Valley State over Northwestern today 38-13. In women's college basketball in the conference today, Dakota Wesleyan 80, Nebraska Wesleyan 55, Northwestern over Benedictine 87-55, Concordia stopped Briarcliff 80-72. Elsewhere in women's play, Mount Marty losing to Midland 61-47. Morningside beat Hastings 76-49. And Dort stopped Doan 80-55. In men's college basketball, Nebraska Wesleyan 89, Dakota Wesleyan 84, Dort 85, and Doan 71. In overtime, Northwestern beat AIB College of Business 82-79. Also in men's play, Briarcliff rolling past Concordia 103-61. That was Midland 81 and Mount Marty 62. Stay tuned. We've got the Hastings College Spotlight coming up next in the second half. Just minutes away. Again, at halftime, it's Hastings 31, Morningside 31. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, a nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. We are halftime here of Hastings College versus Morningside. Hunger and homelessness affects us all, not only in Hastings, but across the globe as well. Well, earlier this week I had a chance to catch up with Emily Johnson. She is with the Hastings College Hunger and Homelessness Committee, and they had several events on the Hastings College campus that not only helped the people here in the Hastings community, but affected the people across the globe.
Yeah, of course. So we're actually an organization with students from all different years, so that's really great to see, you know, a variety of seniors all the way down to freshmen. And we also have a faculty sponsor. And so what we do in this committee is plan events for this week. Like you said before, it's a national week, and so this is just a really great way for Hastings College to put our name on the map and give back to the community that has given so much to us. And so we have events that are international in scope, ones that are domestic in scope, and then specifically here in town, we have things that affect, you know, the members of the community that we're sharing Hastings with. So it covers a lot of different areas, but it's a good community committee to be involved in.
Now, as far as some of the other events, some of the events are going to be getting started here this Friday with Crossroads, and then I understand when you talk about the global spect of things, that's going to be getting underway on Friday as well.
Yes, exactly. And that's so the event that we're having on Friday that's more global in perspective is our Kids Against Hunger meal packing. And what that is basically where we pack meals that include rice, protein, chicken powder, protein, and then also vegetables, which are put into these packets and then sent all over the world. And so this current shipment is going, we usually serve Haiti, but with the typhoon in the Philippines, this is actually where our next shipment is going. So the meals that we pack on Friday are going to be, you know, directly affecting those affected by the typhoon. So that's really cool to see how that's very timely to what's happening right now.
Yeah, and certainly with an event that, you know, just occurred over there in the Philippines, probably had a quick turnaround for your organization planning on this to go to Haiti and then lining up all of the sources and all of the references to make sure that this goes to the people that are in need in the Philippines. Talk about what the process went by, what procedures you had to do to get that to the Philippines.
Well, actually, that was all through the Kids Against Hunger organization that's based here in Hastings. And so they constantly pack meals throughout the entire year. Usually Hastings College just focuses on partnering with them at the specific week. But they were the ones who said, you know, there really is a need in the Philippines right now, and that's where it will go. And so it's great to kind of have this global event because it really helps students, you know, connect larger to something that's, you know, bigger than Hastings College. I think it's really important that we can connect, you know, here in the U.S., but also see that hunger and homelessness is a global issue that, you know, affects all different people.
Mm-hmm. Emily, from your perspective, as we kind of wrap things up here on the show, talk maybe just a little bit about how it, you know, what it's like giving back to the community, being at Hastings College, and then being able to give back to those people in this community.
Well, I think it's really important that the students at Hastings give back to the community because this is where we are for 4 years. You know, we're ingrained in the culture, and the community has really supported the institution as a whole. And so I think it's great to see students give back in that way. But it's also you know, really valuable for students to see that they can become something more than just a student. They can be part of something that's helping the most marginalized in our society and really go beyond kind of the bubble that is Hastings College, and I think that is really important for our students to see that they can be something, you know, larger than a 21-year-old. They can give back to their community. They can, you know, help foster the sense of justice and serving others, and I think that's excellent.
Emily Johnson, once again, joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. Emily, thank you so much for the time. Great stuff this afternoon, and great work that you're doing out there as well.
Thank you so much, and thank you for covering these events. We're looking forward to community support, and we're always thankful for it. So,
stay tuned to 1230 KHS. The second half is coming up. It's the Hastings College Broncos versus the Morningside Mustangs. It's on 1230 KHS.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that.
Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City getting set for the second half. Men's college basketball here tonight, tied up at 31 points apiece. Congratulations to the Hastings College men's soccer team. They beat Rocky Mountain out of Montana today by a score of 3-2 in the opening round of the NAIA National Soccer Tournament. That game was in overtime today, so Hastings picking up a win over Rocky Mountain by a score of 3-2. The Nebraska football team today had to go overtime to beat Penn State by a score of 23-20. Pat Smith hit a 42-yard field goal in overtime to win it for the Huskers. Smith had three field goals on the day. Kenny Bell had a 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown today. But the Nebraska football team, they survived their trip to Happy Valley as they beat Penn State today in overtime by a score of 23-20. We're set to go here for half number two between Hastings and Morningside today. Morningside will have the opening possession, and the Mustangs will shoot to our basket to our left. Hastings had a 7-point lead in the first half, but we're tied up here as we start the second half of play at 31 points apiece. Steve O'Neill has got the ball for Morningside. Cross-court pass goes over on the wing to Tanner Miller. Miller hands it back to Danny Rudine. Now down the lane. That's going to be Steve O'Neill. The basketball is going to be stripped away. Picked up by Morissette. Now to Wells. Down to Hamburger. Shot is up there and in. Jake Hamburger scores. And Hastings grabs the lead down 33-31 as he forced the turnover there on the Morningside. The Mustangs have it. Here's a long-range three put up there. It's going to be no good by Tanner Miller. Offensive rebound. Rudine gets it back out here on the wing on the right side of Tanner Miller. They're working right underneath the basket. His shot is up there. They missed the easy one. Rebound, follow shot, good. Drew Dowell missed the first one. He got his own ball back and put it down through the hole. Dowell's now got 4 points. We're tied up at 33 points apiece here in the second half of play. Hastings back with the ball under offensive end. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Now to Dylan Flynn. Out here to Lohman, entry pass to Flynn, driving into the basket. He puts it up there left-handed and scores. Dylan Flynn scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 3 points. Hastings in the lead by two. The basketball is tipped away here by Morissette. Morissette picks it back up, drives the length of the floor, scores. Akeem Morissette, nice play. Tipped the ball away from Rudine and then took it the distance and scores. Hastings out on top now by a score of 37-33. We're in the second half from Sioux City here tonight. Morningside with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Dowell. He works against Flynn. Flynn tries to crowd the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. Hastings will play things in. Here in backcourt, the Broncos have a 4-point lead again at 37-33. Morningside's biggest lead has been 6 points at 8-2. Hastings led by 7 points at one point at 29-22. And we've been playing between those 2 points the entire ball game here tonight. Hastings back out to a 4-point lead. Nice pass underneath, but Wells misses the reverse layup, but he's fouled into play. Great pass there by Dylan Flynn. But a foul is going to be called down there on the Morningside. This guy's in Hastings in the free throw line. Danny Rudine gets in with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. That's going to send Brent Wells in the free throw line again. Wells is 4 out of 7 from the free throw line this evening. Scored all of his points from the charity stripe. He'll have a couple of shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. His first one spins down through the hole. It's going to be good. He's now 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. Dow checks out. Here comes Cook back into the ball game now for Morningside. 18:02 to play in the ball game. Here's the next shot by Wells. It's going to be up there no good, but the rebound comes down to Morningside. Tanner Miller has got it. Hastings now with a 38-33 lead here in the second half of play. There's Tanner Miller jumping the ball to the free throw line. Can't go for the shot there. Rudine has got it. Now to Colebush. Back out to a Tanner Miller. Now to Rudine. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Shot's going to be blocked down by Wells, and a foul is going to be called. Grant Wells thought he had the block there, but he's hit with a personal. That's going to be his third. So Brent Wells now with three fouls in the ball game. Danny Rudine will go to the free throw line here for Morningside. Rudine has been held to just 2 points in the ball game here tonight. He's a guy who's been averaging 20 points per ball game. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Rudine had 19 the other night when Morningside lost to Midland, 83-77. He's got 3 points on the board now, so he'll toe the mark for his second shot here. The Hastings lead is now 4 at 38-34. As Danny Rudine will toe the mark for his second one. A senior from Sioux City, and the shot is up there. It's going to be good. He went to Sioux City North here in this town. He's now a senior at Morningside. 38-35 is the score, a 3-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Lena has got it. Now to Key Morissant, the woman on the wing on the left side. Morningside has gone to a zone. Here's a Morissant. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller runs her back the other way to Rudine. Now down in the corner to O'Neill. He tries to send a pass across the lane. There's going to be deflected out of bounds. Morningside will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings 38, Morningside 35. Men's college basketball action here tonight from Sioux City. Steve O'Neill will play things in. Two-handed pass right underneath the bucket. It's going to be fouled. Tanner Miller got the ball right in underneath the bucket there, and he was hammered in the play by Hastings. The foul is going to be called on Hamburger. That's going to be his second. So Jake Hamburger with a couple of fouls now. That's going to send Tanner Miller to the free throw line. Miller has been held to just 2 points. So Tanner Miller will have a couple of shots here. His first one is up there, no good. So the two big guns for Morningside, Rudine and Miller, they have combined now for just, 6 points in the ball game. Next one is up there. It's going to be good. Miller's now got 3 points himself. That's 38-36. Morningside back within two. Broncos can't put this team away. Here comes a Woolman back in the offensive zone as he gets to Akeem Morissant. Now to Hamburger over in the wing on the left side. Morningside stays with his zone. Flynn has got it. Now to Morissant. Woolman inside to Lena. To Flynn. He lost control of it, but Akeem Morissant picks it up. Now to Woolman. His pass can be deflected out of bounds. Hastings has to be patient against the zone here, looking for the entry pass as they try to get it inside to Dylan Flynn. Flynn has got it now down on the baseline. He throws it back out here to Hamburger. Hamburger across the top to Akeem Morissant. Now to Dylan Flynn. 5 seconds in the shot clock. Puts it up there left-handed, and he's hit with a traveling violation. Dylan Flynn is hit with the traveling violation. For the Broncos, that's going to be turnover number 9 in the ball game. Morningside, they have got 9 turnovers as well. Here comes Tanner Miller. Drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot off the glass is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Woolman. He falls down with the ball. Woolman is now being attacked out there. And finally, we have got a timeout called from the bench. Brady Woolman was down on the floor after he lost his balance there. Boy, they were grabbing and clawing for everything they could get there. And finally, Bill Gavers calls a timeout from the bench to save the possession here for Hastings. 16:31 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 38, Morningside 36.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. Hastings holding on to a 2-point lead over Morningside, 38-36. Morningside has won the last 6 games between these two teams. Hastings trying to break that streak here tonight. In fact, Morningside is 13-3 against Hastings since the start of the 1979-1980 season. So Hastings trying to break that record here tonight. Tell you what, they had a great student body section for the first half of this ball game, but since halftime, it has dwindled to about 50%, if that. On the far side of the gym, obviously, the activity here in Sioux City may be a little hotter than the basketball game here tonight. Had other plans after the students have went bye-bye here. Hastings holding on to a two-point lead, 38-36. Jake Hamburger with the ball now for Hastings. Akeem Morris out to Hamburger again to Akeem. As Morningside stays with his zone. Here's Hamburger. Gets it down to Flynn. Spins on the baseline. Puts up a shot and scores. Dylan Flynn scores a nice move to the basket there. Flynn's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings has a four-point lead. Broncos 40 and Morningside 36. Here's Tanner Miller. Hands it away to Colebush. Colebush down the lane. Runs over a man down there. And the foul is going to be called on Hastings. Personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Dylan Flynn, who takes one for the team there. But he gets it with a personal foul as Flynn hits the deck. Three fouls on Dylan Flynn. Team foul number three on Hastings. Going to the free throw line for Morningside is going to be Jared Colebush. Colebush has got 4 points in the ball game so far for Morningside. As he will toe the mark here. He's a 6'5" sophomore out of Lincoln Pius. And a shot is up there. It's going to be good. Colebush now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Abu Fall comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Replacing Flynn. Akeem Morrison's also going to check out. Carson Bloom comes back in there. 40-37. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Colebush will try to slice into that lead right here with another free throw. Eyes the bucket. Lets it fly. Shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger has got it for Hastings. Gives it away now to Carson Bloom. Here comes Bloom hustling into the forecourt. Throws it down into the baseline. Zach Lena goes into the opposite corner here. The left corner now to Brady Lohman. Brings it up to the elbow. And the shot is up and in. Brady Lohman on the dribble took it to the left elbow and cans it. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. Long pass down to Florida Cook and his shot is up and in. Bryce Cook scores. The Broncos got sleeping on defense. Now here's the ball. It's going to be deflected in backcourt. It goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Rudine got his hands on it there from Morningside. 42-39 is the score. Hastings with a 3-point lead with 15:35 to play here in this one. Jake Hamburger will inbound the ball. Morningside attacking back here. Carson Bloom, now to Lohman, down the right sideline into the offensive scoring zone. Now Morningside will settle back. Looks like a 3-2 zone they've been playing here in the second half of play. Here's Hamburger. Hamburger comes across the top. That's going to be Carson Bloom inside to Abu Fall, and a foul is called. Cook behind him is hit with a personal foul for Morningside. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 2 on the Mustangs here in the second half of play. Into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald comes in for the Broncos. Hamburger will get a quick breather here. No free throws. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brandy Lohman. Bounce pass comes inside to Zach Lena. Lena drives the baseline, puts it up there. Lena's shot good. Zach Lena hits the field goal for Hastings. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 5-point lead, 44-39, as we have hit the 15-minute mark here in the second half. Here's Morningside with the ball. Jared Colebush has got it. Colebush sends it to the far sideline. Steve O'Neill angles toward the basket. Underneath the hole, he can't put up a shot. Kicks it out here to Rudine for three. Shot good. Danny Rudine parked himself at the top of the three-point arc and canned that long-range jumper. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. Morningside back to within two, 44-42. Hastings with the ball at the 14-40 mark of this ball game. There's a Carson Bloom down in the corner to Lena for three. He comes right back and hits a tray. Rather, that's a Tobin Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald hits the three-pointer from the deep right corner. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. 47-42. Hastings again with a lead. Here's a shot. It's going to be no good. Driving down the right side of the lane was Tanner Paxton. A foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Broncos have a 5-point lead. Going to the free throw line is going to be Tanner Paxton. The foul is going to be called on Abu Fall. That's going to be his second. So Paxton to the free throw line. He's got 3 points in the ball game. He was mauled in the act of shooting. He's only have 2 shots here. His first one is up there. Hits the front iron. Bounces off of the right side. No good. Miller will have one more. Hastings will play at Concordia on Tuesday. That'll be a women's men's basketball doubleheader. 6 and 8 o'clock will be the game times. 5:45 for the pregame show. They're on 1230 KHIS. Second free throw is up there. It is good by Tanner Miller. 47-43. Hastings with a lead. Here's a pass down on the baseline, and a shot is up and in. That's going to be Zach Lena. Zach Lena scores. Dribble penetration by Lohman, who gets the assist. Lena gets the field goal. Zach now with 7 points in the ballgame. 49-43. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Danny Rudine down in the baseline. Gets it out here on the right side to Christian. His shot from 15 is no good. Rebound Lena. Zach Lena, long pass down the floor. Abu Fall grabs a traveling violation. Abu Fall is coming back the other way. And I'll tell you what, he had his eyes on the rim. He would have pulled that baby right on down here as Abu Fall was going to stuff that one home. But he's hit with a traveling violation. Turnover number 10 on Hastings. 49-43. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Here's a Jared Kolbus with the ball now for Morningside. Sends it over to Steve O'Neill. Free throw line extended right side. Picked up there by Lohman. Takes it down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Lena. Zach's doing a great job on the boards here tonight for Hastings. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Lohman has got it down to Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom brings it into the offensive zone. The Broncos have a 6-point lead with 13 and a half to play. Brady Lohman angles in from the left wing. Drives into the basket. His shot no good. Draws the personal foul. Lohman will go to the free throw line. The personal foul can be whistled here on Kolbus of Morningside. That's going to be his second. And that's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. Brady Lohman will toe the mark here. Lohman has got 12 points in the ball game after he had 34 the other night against Doan. Lohman is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, and his shot is up there. It is good. Brady Lohman will have one more. Hastings now with a 6-point lead again at 49-43. Their biggest lead of the ball game has been 7. At 29-22. Trying to tie that right here. Lohman will toe the mark for his second shot. It's up there. The shot is good. So Hastings has a 51-43 lead. It's an 8-point lead for the Broncos right now. 8-point lead for Hastings at the 13-18 mark. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. Jared Kolbus has got it as he flips it to the far sideline. That's going to be a Van Ginkle who's back into the ball game. Blake Van Ginkle. Got it out there by Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. There's Rudine with the ball. Picked up there by Zach Lena. Rudine throws it to Van Ginkle here on the near sideline. Who gives it back to Rudine. He drives the ball against Zach Lena. A scoop shot is up there and in. Pretty shot there by Danny Rudine. Danny Rudine gets the field goal. That's now a 51-45 ball game. Hastings leading by 6 points. Carson Bloom now to Tobin Reinwald. Hops in the lane. His pass down in the corner. Lohman has got it. Lohman picked up by Tanner Miller. Here's Zach Lena at the elbow. Zach takes off, drives into the goal. The shot is up there and in. Zach Lena scores for Hastings. He has got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings again with an 8-point lead, 53-45. Kolbus with the ball. Gets it out here to Tanner Miller. Powers his way toward the goal. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Abu Fall. Ball has got it for the Broncos. Outlet pass to the far side. Carson Bloom. One hands it to the near sideline. Lohman for three. Shot good. Brady Lohman knocks down a three-pointer from right in front of the Bronco bench. We've got a timeout as the Broncos have increased their lead now to 11 points, their biggest lead of the ballgame. 12 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the contest. The score, Hastings 56, Morningside 45.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. And by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. We were tied up at 31 points apiece at halftime, and now Hastings has opened up their biggest lead of the ball game. 56-45, an 11-point lead with 12 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the contest here tonight from Sioux City. Hastings College women's basketball team tonight losing to Morningside in a first ball game by a score of 76-49. Hastings now 6-2 on the season. They're 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Both the Hastings College men and women will play at Concordia on Tuesday. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 5:45. Women's game will be at 6 with the men to follow at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night right here on 1230 KHIS. Morningside following their timeout. They come back. Rudine drives into the goal. His shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Now to Akeem Morris on his back into the ball game. Akeem Hustles into the forward court for Hastings College. Near sideline, Tobin Ryanwald. Nice pass down to baseline. Going up for the shot. Hitting the field goal is Zach Lena. Lena gets the field goal and the assist from Tobin Ryanwald. And Hastings has opened up a 13-point lead. 58-45 now. Here in Sioux City, Rudine has got the ball. They're working around the horn down here in the corner. Driving is going to be Tegmeyer. We got a personal foul called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Akeem Morissant. That's going to be his second. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be, looks like Dylan Flynn is going to come back in. Abu Fall is going to check out. 11:33 to play. They're in the ball game. Hastings leading by 13, their biggest lead of the contest. And now we got a whistle as Rudine receives the inbound pass. We're going to have a foul called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Zach Lena. Zach Lena gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. That's team foul number six on Hastings. Morningside has got three fouls here in the second half. Tegmeyer again will inbound the ball out here to Danny Rudine at the top of the key. Picked up by Lena. Over on the wing, that's Van Ginkle. Down in the corner to Tegmeyer. Back out to Van Ginkle. Drives it to the elbow on the right side. Now the ball's going to be deflected away. And it's going to be taken away by Akeem Morissant. A turnover on Morningside. Akeem goes for the basket and scores a reverse layup. Akeem Morissant. Great play there by Akeem. Turnover number 10. Hastings with a 15-point lead. 60-45 with 11:07 to play. Down in the corner driving the baseline is Tegmeyer. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Ryan Tegmeyer scoring there for Morningside. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Hastings now leading by 13 points and 60-47. Akeem Morissant with the ball for Hastings down the near sideline. Akeem Morissant back out on top to Zach Lena. Morningside has gone back to the man-to-man defense. They played zone throughout much of this second half of play. Morissant's three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound is loose and a foul is going to be called. So Morissant misses on a long-range jumper. The personal foul is going to be called on Tobin Ryanwald. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number seven on Hastings. And now we're going to have some free throws. A one-on-one situation. Ryanwald checks out. Here comes Jake Hamburger back into the ballgame. So Ryanwald comes out, Hamburger back in, going to the free throw line. There's going to be Morningside. Looks like Blake Van Ginkle will go to the free throw line here for the Stangs. He has not scored so far tonight. 66% for the season. He is 4 out of 6. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good. Won't get the bonus. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Hamburger with the rebound. That will keep Morissant head of the forecourt. Morissant on the dribble now. Picked up by Tegmeyer. Here's Dylan Flynn. Now the Hamburger drives from the right corner toward the goal. The shot is up there. It's no good, but a foul is called. Hamburger takes a spill there and an offensive charging foul on Hamburger. Hamburger gets hit with a charge. That's going to be his third. Carson Bloom comes out of the ball game. Here comes Brady Woolman back in there. Hastings with a 13-point lead. We were tied up at halftime at 31 points apiece. Hastings now leading by 13. 10.5 minutes to play here in this one. Maui Gymnasium in Sioux City tonight. Here's a Tanner Miller with the ball. Tanner Miller works it around the horn. Van Ginkle now, free throw line extended right side. Christian now, top of the key. Back to Van Ginkle on the wing. Angles toward the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down by Lena. Gets his ball back out here to Tegmeyer. He drives it down the right side of the lane. Drives for the goal. His shot good. Ryan Tegmeyer scoring there for Morningside. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings 60, Morningside 49. 9:55 to play. Here's a Dylan Flynn on the high post. Gets back out here to a Woolman. Woolman down to Flynn. Right side of the lane. Flynn comes out here to Hamburger. Down in the corner to Akeem for three. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Tanner Miller, who leads the break back the other way. Miller all the way to the basket. His shot's going to be no good. An off-balance shot. It's recovered there by Hastings. Woolman runs her back the other way. He runs into Dylan Flynn coming back the other way. It's saved by Flynn. Not Alina. His shot is up there. No good. And a foul is called. It's not the way you draw them up, but they got the job done as we'll get to the free throw line. A foul is called here on Morningside. It's going to go on Tanner Miller. That's going to be his third. Zach Lena will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Lena's having a good ball game tonight. 11 points in the contest, 5 field goals, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's been a force on the defensive glass as well. Zach Lena gets the free throw to go down. Zach Lena now with 12 points in the ball game. That ties his season high. He had 12 points also in the conference opener against Northwestern last Saturday. Likes playing on Saturdays, evidently. Did not score the other night against Doan on a Wednesday. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Christian. So Hastings has a 61-49 lead over Morningside. Well, the ball here is going to be Tegmeyer. Nearly lost control of it. Now picks it up, goes to Christian. Christian down to Steve O'Neill right in front of us. Picked up by Hamburger of Hastings. Broncos stay with the man-to-man. Here's a Steve O'Neill looking for penetration. Goes down to Tegmeyer down in the deep left corner. Cross-court pass in the opposite corner to Van Ginkle. Now to O'Neill as he drives it to the goal, and he's going to be lost the ball out of bounds, but it's going to be knocked out of his hands. And Morningside will play things in with 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Zach Lena is going to come out of the ball game for Hastings. And here comes Brent Wells back in there. 9 minutes and 1 second to play here in the second half. Hastings with the lead. Tegmeyer will inbound the ball here for Morningside. Gets it down into baseline. That's going to be Steve O'Neill who tries to shuffle the ball back to Tegmeyer, and it was knocked out of bounds. Morningside sideline now with 7 seconds left on the shot clock. 8:58 to play on the game clock. Hastings leading 61-49, trying to break a six-game losing streak to the Mustangs here tonight. There's an inbounds pass to Christian. His three-pointer's been up there no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Lohman leading the break back the other way to a Hamburger. Hamburger bounce pass inside to Flynn, who got away, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Dylan Flynn scores. He's got 7 points. Hastings leading by 14 now. It's 63-49. The biggest lead has been 15 points. Here's Steve O'Neill, dumps it off to Christian. His shot is up and in. O'Neill gets the assist. Andrew Christian gets the field goal. Christian down with the 11. Back the other way is going to be Lohman. He loses control of the ball in the lane. It is picked up here by Morningside. Running back the other way is going to be Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer drives into the hole. His shot's going to be blocked, but a foul is called. A foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Flynn. Dylan picks up his fourth personal foul. So four fouls now in Flynn. Going to the free throw line is going to be Ryan Tegmeyer for Morningside. He has got 4 points in the ball game and a couple of field goals. 63-51. Hastings with a 12-point lead with 8 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in this one. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. Tegmeyer will get one more. And in the ball game for Morningside is going to be Drew Dowell as he comes back in. Rudine comes back in. Van Ginkle and also Colbush will come to the bench. Dylan Flynn is going to check out for Hastings. And coming back in there, Carson Bloom, Akeem Barnside also checking out as Abu falls into the ball game now for head coach Bill Gabers. Coach looking for his sixth win here tonight against only one loss. Here comes the shot from the free throw line. It's going to be good by Tegmeyer. So he's now got 6 points in the ball game. The Bronco lead is down to 10, 63-53. They led by 15 just 3 minutes ago. Here's Hamburger with the ball out to Carson Bloom out here in three-point territory. Morningside is in the man-to-man defense now. Carson Bloom gets it away to Woolman. Still 19 seconds on the shot clock. Carson Bloom out of the gun back to a zone. Here's Brent Wells dribbling down the right side of the lane. Can't do anything. Comes out here to Hamburger. Pulls up, shoots a free throw line jumper. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Morningside. Running back the other way. Rudine down the right sideline. Danny Rudine with the ball. Bounce pass. Right side of the lane, down low. That's Christian working against a fall. Here's a pass. He's gonna, shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Christian. Abu Fall grabs the rebound for Hastings. So now they're going with both Dow and Christian in the lineup here from Morningside, the two big men. 7:29 to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by 10. Here's Hamburger for three. He misses it. Rebound comes down here to Dow. Drew Dow with the ball. Gets it away now to Ryan Tegmeyer, running back the other way on a right-handed dribble. Picked up there by Ready Lohman of Hastings. Here's Steve O'Neill driving the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Fouling the play here by Abu Fall. That's going to be number three on Fall. Going to the free throw line for Morningside is going to be Steve O'Neill. O'Neill has got 9 points in the ball game. He is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. He has not scored in the second half, and now Coach Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. 7 minutes and 11 seconds to play. In the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 63, Morningside 53.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here in Sioux City. 60-53. Hastings College with the advantage here late. Midway at least through the second half of play. We're down to 7-11 to go. Hastings with a 10-point lead. Led by 15 back at the 11-minute mark at 60-45. This game was tied up at 31 points apiece at halftime. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our players in the game tonight. Also, the coach's post-game show with head coach Bill Gavers. So stick around for that. We'll get ready for Concordia on Tuesday night. 5:45 for the airtime. 6 o'clock for the women's game. 8 o'clock for the guys. We'll have both contests here on 1230 KHAS. Steve O'Neill at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. O'Neill now with 10 points in the ball game is a perfect 5 of 5 from the free throw line. He had 17 the other night against Midland in their 83-77 loss. Steve O'Neill will toe the mark for his second one. It's up there. It's good. 63-55. Morningside not going away. They have cut that Bronco 15-point lead nearly at half now at 8 points. 63-55 still with a ton of time left. We're just now by the 7-minute mark. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. Carson Bloom has got it now to Lohman. Free throw line extended. Bounce pass down low to Abu Fall. Back out to Lohman. The Carson Bloom right side. Three-pointer from the corner. It's going to be no good by Tobin. And a rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Danny Rudine. Rudine down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it to the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good. Out of the rebound. A foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Morningside. A rebounding foul here on the Mustangs. It's going to go on Dow. That's going to be his fourth. So Drew Dow picks up his fourth personal foul. 6:38 remaining here in the contest. Tobin Reinwald will inbound the ball here for Hastings in backcourt. Gets it into Carson Bloom. He'll bring things up against Steve O'Neill. Races the ball into the offensive zone, and the ball tipped away and a foul called. O'Neill tried to poke the ball away from Carson Bloom just as he crossed the midcourt stripe, and a foul is called here on the Steve O'Neill. That's going to be his second. Team foul number six on Morningside. So no free throws here. Hastings will inbound off of the far sideline as Brady Lohman will inbound the ball. Lohman and Abu Fall out there for Hastings. Well, it's Carson Bloom, Brent Wells, and also Tobin Reinwald. Bloom has got the ball right now against O'Neill. Double team on the far side down in the corner. There's a pass underneath the basket, and Tobin Reinwald is hit with a traveling violation. He went up for the shot, or he wanted to go up for the shot, but then he found out he was too far underneath the basket, and he comes back down with the basketball and a traveling violation. 12 turnovers on Hastings. That gives the ball back to Morningside. The lead is 8 points at 63-55. Here's Christian with the ball. Nice pass underneath the back to step. They get it to Rudine, and he puts it in. Rudine now at 11. Morningside is back to within 6 points. There's a boo fall, and it's up and in. Fall at the other end. 65-57 is the score. Danny Rudine on the right wing, dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Now gets it to O'Neill, back to Rudine, back inside. With the basketball there is going to be Drew Dowell. He puts up a shot, no good. Tip try, no good. Battle for the loose ball goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Morningside. Hastings will play things in. Broncos had a 15-point lead at the 11-minute mark. They're now down to 8 points with 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Fall comes out. Here comes Zach Lena back into the ball game. Akeem Morrison's going to come into the game now for Hastings College. And coming out will be Carson Bloom. So it's going to be, they're going to give the ball to Morningside down here. The Mustangs will play things in. Rudine has got it by the top of the arc. Now he drives. A scoop shot is up there and in. Danny Rudine drives into the goal and scores. He's now got 13. Morningside is back to within 6 points. It's 65-59. They've outscored Hastings 14-5 here in the past couple of minutes. Here's Morrison. He goes for the hole. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Christian. He's fouled in the play. Fouled in the play there by Morrison. That's going to be his third. So a 14-5 run here by the Morningside Mustangs. And this is as far from being over. 5:22 to play in this contest. Hastings holding on to a 65-59 lead. But now we have some free throws coming up here at the opposite end. Hastings over the 10-foul limit here. In the second half, Andrew Christian will go to the free throw line. He is 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. He'll have a couple of shots here to try to slice into the lead. The shot is up there. That one rattles in and rattles back down through the hole. It is good by Andrew Christian. It's now 65-60. Here comes Dylan Flynn off of the bench now for Hastings, and going out is going to be Brent Wells. Andrew Christian will have another free throw opportunity here. He's out of Anselmo, Nebraska. He's the transfer from Doan as he toes the mark here for the Morningside Mustangs. His shot is up there is good, so he hits a pair of free throws, and Morningside has clawed their way back to within 4 points, 65-61. A 16-5 run here by Morningside now as we got a whistle at the other end. Tobin Reinwald had it right in front of the Bronco bench, and the foul is going to be called on Drew Dow. And that is number 5 on Dow as he fouls out of the ball game at the 5:14 mark of the second half. He leads with 4 points. So it's going to be Dylan Flynn going to the free throw line here for Hastings. 65-61. A 16-5 run by Morningside to get him back into the ballgame. A shot from the free throw line by Flynn is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Morningside. Andrew Christian gets the rebound to Danny Rudine. Rudine hustles down the near sideline, picked up there by Zach Lena. Now Tobin Reinwald picks it up. Here's a shot for Rudine. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped. It comes to the near side, picked up there by Christian. Back out to Rudine at the free throw line. Danny Rudine now to Christian. He tries to drive it, can't do it, to Rudine to the far sideline to Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller doesn't use the screen. Miller gives the ball away now to Cook, who drives the ball toward the goal against Flynn, down to the baseline. Good defense there by Flynn. Pass back out on top at Steve O'Neill with the ball. 15 on the shot clock. Morningside trailing in the ball game, 65-61. Steve O'Neill drives it toward the goal, and he's going to be tied up in the play. Jump ball! Goes up against Morissette and also Zach Lena. The alternating possession is in favor of Hastings, so it's going to be a Morningside turnover. Hastings will have the ball. 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the ballgame. Hastings looking for their third straight conference win to begin the season here. This one has not come easy. 65-61. Broncos have a four-point lead. Akeem Morissette with the ball now for Hastings. Bounce pass goes to Dylan Flynn. Scores around to the basket here. Right at the top of the three-point arc. Dylan Flynn, the right side of the lane, hands it away here to Jake Hamburger. Man-to-man defense for Morningside. Hamburger goes back inside to Flynn, puts it up there, left-handed, and scores! Dylan Flynn scores for Hastings. He's got 9 points in the ballgame. Hastings 67, Morningside 61. Mustangs have the ball. Christian bounce pass to O'Neill. Now inside to Cook. Shot is up there, no good. Down for the rebound. Flynn had it. He lost it. Poked out of there by Rudine. Rudine comes out to Miller. Shot for three is going to be up there, no good. Cook had the rebound, and the foul is called. The foul is going to go here on Zach Lena. That's going to be his fourth. Hastings with some guys in foul trouble. Lena's got four. Flynn's got four. Abu Falls got three. Brent Wells with three. Jake Hamburger with three. Akeem Morissette's got three. But one of those type of games here tonight. Bryce Cook go to the free throw line here. His shot is up there, and the shot good. He has now got 7 points in the ball game for Morningside. Back into the ball game, Jared Kohlbusch for the Mustangs. Going out is going to be Andrew Christian. Hastings 67, Morningside 62. 3 minutes and 53 seconds to play here in this one. As if Bryce Cook will go back to the free throw line for the Stangs. The shot is up there. That one is good. Bounces off the back iron and straight down through the hole. 67-63 is the score now. 3:50 to play as Hastings has got the ball back in their offensive zone. That's going to be Brady Lohman with the ball. Brady Lohman behind the screen from Flynn. Lohman goes over to Hamburger. Back out here to Lohman. Entry pass to get it to Flynn. Flynn, left side of the lane. Scores around to the basket. Can't go up for the shot. Down to Hamburger to Morissette. Here to the near sideline. Broncos working the ball. That's Lohman underneath the basket to Akeem Morissette. Back outside to Hamburger for three. Shot good. Jake Hamburger hits a three ball and a big one right there. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 7 point lead. 70-63 as Hamburger hits the three pointer for the Broncos. Here's Rudini. He's hit on the play by Zach Lena. And Zach, I think, just fouled out of the ball game for Hastings. And that's too bad because Zach is having a whale of a ball game tonight. He flees with 3 minutes and 14 seconds left in the ball game. He leads with 12 points. 9 of those came here in the second half. So 5 fouls on Zach Lena. Danny Rudine will go to the free throw line here for Morningside. He's got 13 points. His shot is up there. He hits the front iron and bounces off. No good. Rudine will have one more. Hastings had a 15-point lead at 60-45. That's been their biggest lead here in the second half. It's now 7 points. It's 70-63. Next shot is up there. It is good by Rudine. 70-64. Hastings leading by a half a dozen here as Akeem Morrison has got the ball. Now to Hamburger here on the near sideline to Dylan Flynn. There's Woolman. Woolman comes out to Hamburger again. Near side to Brent Wells. Entry pass. They get it away to Flynn. Flynn dribbles into the lane. Puts a move on. Puts up their left-handed and scores. Dylan Flynn back-to-back field goals for Hastings down here in the paint. Flynn has now got 11 points. Hastings 72. Morningside 64 with 2:45 to play. Down the lane. Kick to the right sideline. O'Neill for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. And now Brady Lohman will hold things up as Bill Gavers puts up the stop sign down here on the bench to our right. 72-64. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Lohman takes it to the goal. He shot off the baseline. Hits the side of the glass. Dylan tips the ball out of bounds. And it's going to be a 20-side ball. Lohman took the ball into the hole there. And his shot went ricocheting off the side of the glass. Flynn trying to keep it in bounds, but it went off of his fingertips. So Morningside has got the ball. 2:20 left here in the second half from Sioux City. There's Rudine. He has this ball tipped out of his hands there by Brent Wells. So Morningside will play things in on the far sideline. It'll be Danny Rudine inbounding the ball. It'll be Tanner Miller out here in three-point territory. Tanner Miller hands it away to a Danny Rudine on the far sideline, picked up there by Hastings. That's going to be Brent Wells right in his face. Here's Cole Bush with the ball at the top of the key. Now to Rudine. Double teamed here at the elbow. He dribbles out of there. Goes to Steve O'Neill. Now 10 seconds left in the shot clock. O'Neill around the screen, down the lane. A kick out here. A three-pointer by Miller. Good. Three-pointer by Tanner Miller. Right in front of the Morningside bench. That's his 5-point ball game. We got a timeout Morningside with a minute and 50 seconds to play here in this one. The score now, it's Morningside trailing Hastings. It's the Broncos 72 and the Mustangs 67.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City tonight. Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 1:50 left here in the second half. Hastings is leading Morningside by a score of 72-67. Morningside has won the last six games between these two teams in the overall series. They have won 13 out of 16 games, dating back to the 1978-1979 season. But the Broncos in a position to win their third conference game in a row here to start the season if we can finish things off here. A minute and 50 seconds to play. Hastings leading by 5 points at 72-67. Now the Broncos will have to bring the ball up against some pressure here. Akeem Morrison down the near sideline. They get it to Dylan Flynn in the offensive zone. Flynn's bounce pass in the lane is going to be deflected away from Brent Wells. The ball is loose and a turnover on Hastings, as the ball is going to be taken down here by Tanner Miller, and he calls a timeout down here. He was trapped along the baseline after Hastings loses the ball. That is 13 turnovers on Hastings, and now Morningside has got the ball as they call the timeout to save the possession. We've got a timeout now with a minute and 40 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 72, Morningside 67.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Good one here tonight in Sioux City. Hastings College men's basketball on 1230 KHAS. 72-67. Hastings still with a 5-point lead. They turned the ball over on their last possession. Still a ton of time, a minute and 40 seconds to play. Morningside will have to come the length of the floor now against the Broncos. Let's see if we apply some backcourt pressure. It's going to be Lohman and Hamburger back here, along with Akeem Morissette, Dylan Flynn, and Brent Wells on the floor for Hastings College. A minute 40 left. Broncos will apply about three-quarters pressure here. They'll allow Morningside to inbound the ball here at backcourt to a Tanner Miller. That Miller will bring things up. So here we go. Five-point ball game, 72-67. Tanner Miller on the dribble, boots it to the right side of the floor, down to the baseline. Cross-court pass comes over here to O'Neal. He drives it down the lane. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Christian, and the foul is going to be called. Some contact made down there as Dylan Flynn hits the deck for Hastings. I think that's number five on Dylan Flynn. Yes, it is. He becomes the second member of the Broncos to foul out. This one at the 127 mark, so Zach Lena is already on the bench. Dylan Flynn is now heading to the bench for Hastings. That's going to be Dylan Flynn's fifth foul. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 10 of those coming in the second half of play. And now Bill Gavers is going to make a determination here. He's going to send in Tobin Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald is going to come in. Billy had a couple of non-encouraging words to one of the officials down here on the near sideline. Andrew Christian to the free throw line here. He is 5 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. His shot is up there. He buries another one. Andrew Christian, he's now got 13 points in the ball game. He did not score the other night against Midland. He's been averaging only 3.7 points per ball game. He's got 13 in this one. 72-68. The Hastings 15-point lead has evaporated to 4. Next shot is up there. That one is good. Hits the high roll. 72-69. A one-possession ball game now with a minute and 27 seconds to play. Hastings needs a field goal here. Brady Lohman has got the ball. Lohman trots it across the mid-court stripe. Lohman on the attack comes over here to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger in front of the Bronco bench puts it on the floor, dribbles to the in between the circles. There's Brent Wells, still 15 seconds in the shot clock. Lohman out of Jake Hamburger. Hamburger spins at the free throw line, can't put up a shot. There's a pass down the lane. It's going to be deflected, and it's out of bounds. Nearly get his hands on it was Jared Kohlbusch, and he spun to grab the ball there, and he fell out of his hands. Morningside nearly got the turnover they wanted. Now 9 seconds left in the shot clock. 1:01 left in the game. Hastings with a three-point lead, 72-69. Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Reinwald, left side of the basket, puts it up there and scores. Tobin Reinwald scores for Hastings. That gives the Broncos a five-point lead again, 74-69. Tobin Reinwald with a jumper there. There's Kohlbusch drives the baseline. He puts it up there and scores. Jared Kohlbusch drives it in from the left corner and scores, 74-71. Hastings now with 41 seconds to play, and coach wants to call a timeout. Coach Bill Gavers calls a timeout. Now with 41 seconds to play in the ball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 74, Morningside 71.
For shelter insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
This game was tied up 31 points apiece at halftime tonight. Hastings eventually got out to a 15-point lead here in the second half at 60-45. That was with 11 minutes to play in the ball game, and this is as close as Morningside has been, 3 points now. 74-71 with 41 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings looking to improve to 6-1 on the season. They would go to 3-0 in the conference with a win here tonight. 41 seconds away. As Hastings College will inbound the ball here in backcourt, Carson Bloom will inbound it from the far sideline to get it into a Brady Lohman. So about 10 seconds differential between the shot clock and the game clock here. As Hastings will work with it now down to 30 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings with a three-point lead. Akeem Morrison's got the ball. Morningside is in a zone defense here. Tobin Reinwald down to Brady Woolman. Woolman dribbles to the top of the key. We're down to 8 seconds to play. Woolman drives the ball inside, puts up an off-balance shot. Good! Brady Woolman hits the jumper for Hastings. The Broncos now have a five-point lead, 76-71, 10 seconds to play. Back the other way is going to be Miller. Drives into the goal. His shot is up and in. And a timeout called here by Morningside. So we got 7 seconds to play. Brady Woolman hitting the field goal for Hastings. At that end, and Tanner Miller comes back on the other end. So we still got a three-point ball game at 76-73. 7 seconds to play. We'll take another timeout with a score. Hastings 76, Morningside 73.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@khasradio.com or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Been a good one. Hastings College women's basketball team, they lost earlier tonight in their ball game to Morningside by a score of 76-49. Now 7 seconds to play in this one. Hastings will have to inbound the ball here in backcourt. Morningside has got 17 fouls, so any foul would send Hastings to the free throw line for a 1-1. Instead of a two-shot opportunity, Hastings with 10 fouls plus here in the second half. Hastings will inbound the ball here in backcourt. It's a three-point ball game, 76-73. Carson Bloom will inbound the ball for the Broncos. Bloom looking. Carson looking. Carson looking. Finally gets it in. That's Woolman down in the corner. He's going to be fouled into play by Tanner Miller. So one of the better free throw shooters around, Brady Woolman, is going to go to the free throw line now for Hastings with 5.7 seconds to play. A three-point ball game. And this is a 1-1 situation for Brady Woolman. So he'll go to the free throw line. Woolman tonight from the free throw line is 4-for-4. For the season, he is 21 out of 25. He's got to make at least one of these babies. He's only going to have a 1-1 situation. That's the 18th foul on Morningside. So Brady Woolman at the free throw line for a 1-1 situation. With a score of 76-73, shot in and out. It spins out of there, no good. Rebound comes down to Christian. Now to Rudina, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called on Hamburger. Jake Hamburger commits the personal foul in front of the Bronco bench. That's going to be his fourth. So Brady Woolman misses on the 1-1. Hamburger fouls. And now Morningside is going to have two shots here at the other end. 4 seconds to play. And going to the free throw line is going to be Danny Rudine for Morningside. Rudine is a 90% foul shooter for the Mustangs. He is 3 out of 4 so far this evening. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be good. Rudine hits the first one. Now Hastings was over the 10 foul limit, so they get actually 2 shots here. 4 seconds to play. Rudine will go back to the free throw line here. He might miss it intentionally here. There's a shot. It's up there. He does. He misses it. We got a... He was over the free throw line. Danny Rudine misses the shot intentionally there, trying to get the offensive board in the putback, but he was over the line. He was over the free throw line. Now the score is 76-74 with 4 seconds to play. Hastings will play things in. Hamburger here in backcourt. They get it to Akeem Morrison. He's going to be fouled into play. And now Morrison will go to the free throw line with 3 seconds remaining. Hastings 76, Morningside 74. So now Morrison goes to the free throw line with 3 seconds left. And now Coach Gavers wants to call another timeout. Another timeout here at Hastings. 3 seconds to play. It's the Broncos 76 and Morningside 74.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Brady Lohman misses on the front end of a 1-1 back there with 5.7 seconds to play. Rudine hitting one of two shots at this end. Now the score is 76-74. Now Akeem Morris out, the transfer from Nebraska Kearney, will go to the free throw line for Hastings. They're trying to seal this baby up. Morris out's going to have a 1-1 situation here with 3 seconds left. If he makes one, Hastings still has got to play defense. If he makes them both, let him go with 3 seconds to play. Huh? Akeem Morris out to the free throw line. Again, this will be a 1-1 situation. The other four guys will be away from the lane behind Morissant. So Akeem Morissant to the free throw line here for Hastings on a 1-1 situation with 3 seconds to play. A shot good. Akeem Morissant hits the free throw. Hastings now has a 3-point advantage. It's 77-74. This one will seal things away for Hastings. Give him a 4-point lead, a 2-possession game. Next one is up there. Good. Akeem Morissant hits 2 free throws. Here's the inbounds pass to Rudine. Rudine throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Hastings wins. Hastings College survives here tonight. A great basketball game played with Morningside. They break a 6-game losing streak against the Morningside Mustangs in the overall series. Akeem Morissant hitting a 1-1, 2 free throws with 3 seconds to play. And Hastings College goes on to beat Morningside today on the road here in Sioux City. Final score, Hastings 78, Morningside 74. The Broncos now 6-1 on the season. They're 3-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside drops to 3-4 and 1-2. Again, the final, Hastings 78, Morningside 74. Back with more after this.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah. Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it here tonight over Morningside, 78-74. Akeem Morissant hitting a couple of free throws on a 1-1 situation. 3 seconds to go in the ball game to seal it up for the Broncos. And Hastings winning tonight by a score of 78-74. Scoring in the ball game, Brady Lohman led the way for Hastings tonight. He had 19 points in the ball game. Zach Lena had 12. Dylan Flynn had 11 points. The other scores for Hastings, Jake Hamburger finishes with 9. Akeem Morissant had 8 points, including those 2 free throws. Tobin Reinwald ends up with 7. Abu Fall had 5 points. Brent Wells had 5 points tonight. 2 points for Carson Bloom. So Hastings winning tonight 78-74. Morningside was led by Danny Rudine as he scores 15. Andrew Christian, he had 14 points tonight. Steve O'Neill, he had 11 points. The other scores for Morningside, we had Jared Colbush with 7. We had Tanner Miller with 9. Ryan Tegmeyer had 6. And Drew Dow had 4 points. Final shooting numbers in the ball game here tonight. Hastings ended up shooting 50% from the field. They were 28 out of 56. They shot 67% in the second half. They were 19 out of 28 after halftime for 67.9% after hitting only 32% in the first half. So Hastings ends up hitting 28 out of 56, 50%. 5 out of 18 on three-pointers for 27%. 17 out of 28 for the free throw line, 60%. Morningside, 22 out of 56 for 39%. The Mustangs were 5 out of 17 on three-pointers for 29%. 25 out of 32 from the free-throw line for 78%. Hastings out rebounding Morningside 37 to 35, including 9 to 8 on the offensive end. Hastings had 15 turnovers. Morningside had 13. Hastings with 2 block shots and 7 steals. Morningside 2 block shots and 8 steals. Largest lead for Hastings, 15 points. Back there with 11 minutes to play in the ball game. The Morningside cut the lead down. They headed down to 3 points a couple of times, and they end up losing by 4 here tonight. Final score of 78 to 74. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here in Sioux City, the Hastings College men's basketball team victorious over Morningside, 78-74. The women dropping one to the Mustangs tonight, 76-49. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Here in the Hastings College women had 2 players scoring double figures tonight. Laurel Zwiener had 13 points. Jamie Van Kirk had 12 points for the Hastings College women. For the Hastings College guys tonight, scoring 19 points was Brady Lohman, 12 for Zach Lena, 11 points by Dylan Flynn. All candidates for our Player of the Game will come back and name our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings College, for the Hastings College woman, Laurel Zwiener. She adds up with 13 points in the ball game tonight, 6 out of 8 from the field, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, 2 rebounds, 13 points, had 5 steals in the ball game here tonight. She played 19 minutes as the Hastings College women lost to Morningside by a score of 76-49. For the Hastings College men, Zach Lena had a great ball game tonight for Hastings. He scores 12 points, 5 out of 6 from the field, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line, 7 rebounds, 12 points. Also had a blocked shot as he plays 19 minutes, and Hastings College wins the men's game tonight by a score of 78-74. So Zach Lena and Laurel Zwiener are players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Our post-game coverage continues with the Coach's Post-Game Show. Now, it's back to the court
with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
So Hastings College wins it here tonight over Morningside. Final score of 78-74 as head coach Bill Gabers joins us in the postgame. And Coach, I guess these are the type of games you want. You come out here victorious and you take them right to the wire. So we get out here with a win.
Yeah, you know, we were able to finish at the end. Keem's two free throws were huge. I thought Tobin made a huge basket. Tobin Reinwalder driving to the rim at the end of the shot clock. Just got it, was aware, attacked the basket and scored. So we were able to finish. They did a nice job. You know, they attacked at the end. They got to the free throw line, and they put a lot of pressure on us. But give our kids credit for being mentally tough and finding a way to get the job done.
You guys shoot 32% from the field in the first half. You shoot 67%, almost 68% in the second half. What happened there?
Our execution was better, really, in a nutshell. You know, they went to a zone. We were up 6 or 8 points in the first half, and we did not attack it well. And our players knew that. We were perimeter-oriented. We didn't look inside out. Start of the second half, give our players credit. They went in, talked about it, made adjustments. We got some easy shots early in the second half against the zone, but they didn't stay in it very long. And then they went man, and I thought we did a better job of attacking inside. They had some foul trouble. I thought Dylan did a nice job in the post. And, you know, Brady's Brady. He just gets things done. And you mentioned Zach Lena, great off the bench, great energy, chases rebounds, and he finished around the basket real well.
Yeah, that's one of his better games here tonight. Zach Lena, our player of the game, as he finishes with 12 points and 7 rebounds tonight.
Yeah, again, and you need that. You need a bench. I mean, I thought Abu did a good job. I thought Zach did a good job. Carson did a great job. Tobin, you need production off the bench, and it doesn't always have to be, you know, 15 points. It may be rebounds. It may be defensive help. But Zach is, if you saw Zach practice every day, he's tough. I mean, that kid is just tough. You're going to get your best out of him. The coaching staff talked about it. We always know what we're getting from Zach Lena when we come to the gym.
You guys had a 15-point lead with 11 minutes to go and then had to scratch and claw for everything you could get down the stretch. Talk about the final couple of minutes of the ball game after you had that 15-point lead.
Well, you know, I think we maybe settled a little bit. You know, we started taking perimeter shots. They were in foul trouble on the outside. They were attacking the basket, getting to the free throw line, putting pressure on us. I didn't think our ball screen defense was as good in the second half when we had the lead. You know, we've got to get by this. You know, we're up and we don't want to foul them. You know, fouls come because of positioning, really. And so on our ball screen defense, which we spend a lot of time on, our players do a really good job. But sometimes when we get ahead, we get tentative and it's like, I don't want to foul the guy. Well, you got to get in position. And so we'll work on that. But again, proud of our kids' toughness to finish the ball game against a good ball team.
Yeah, finishing is one thing that we talked about coming into this thing after Doan. We had those guys down and really didn't finish that game either. So if there was something that's bothering you right now, it's got to be the way we finish games, huh?
Yeah, I think we got to finish better. And I think a lot of that's defensively. And we held, Doan, I think, had 30 at half. Morningside has 31. You mentioned we shot 32%. That's why you better guard, because if you don't guard, you shoot 32%, you could be down 15 points. But because we guard well, we hold them to 31 the first half. But then later in the game, again, we get the lead, and we lose intensity for small periods of time. And that's all it takes, because Morningside, other teams in the conference, all of them have guys that can hurt you if you rest. And you know, one of our top goals defensively is never rest, and so we've got to do that for 40 minutes. But again, real proud of our guys' toughness on the road in a situation where we could have crumbled and got beat, found a way to win.
The Morningside shoots 39% on their home court tonight, 29% from three-point territory. That was the defense. You guys were aggressive all night long tonight.
Well, I thought we really did a good job. We did some things to try to take Miller out of it. We think he's awfully, awfully good. I thought Brett Wells and Zach Lena did a nice job understanding Danny Rudine's tendencies and taking away things that he wanted to do. And then the rest of our guys, we talked about we have to help. We have to be an early help, but we have to run out to the shot first against these guys. Some guys, you run out to the drive first. These guys can shoot it. And so I thought our guys' urgency on closing out on the shot first was huge. And then our rotations were pretty good with our bigs. Dylan and Abu getting into early help, and then backside rotation.
So for the first time in six meetings, Hastings College with a win over Morningside. You start the conference season now with wins over Northwestern, Doan, and Morningside. Off to a great start. You got to be feeling good as we head to conference game number 4 next week.
Well, you know what we've got to do, Mike, is we've got to continue to prepare with a sense of urgency. At halftime, we talked about our guys' confidence through preparation. That's what we've preached to these guys, that you don't show up on game night and suddenly say, hey, boys, let's go do it. What happens during the week has a major impact on the outcome of games. Our players are buying into that. They're focused. They're listening. They're talking. On the way up here, you know, we came down today. We get a little bit before they start talking about the game and the things that are going to happen on the floor. And so that mental process is huge, and our guys have done a great job with that.
Okay, we'll retool and get ready for Concordia next week. Any knowledge about the Bulldogs so far?
Concordia is a very good basketball team. Adam Vogt can shoot the ball. DeAndre White can put it on the floor. Robbie Thomas is scoring 16 a game. They do some nice things. We got to go there. So our job is to prepare with a sense of urgency because another motto that we'll have with our guys, we've got to respect everybody but fear no one. We got to go in there and we got to be ready to compete, bottom line, for 40 minutes.
Okay, we'll see you Tuesday.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Bill Gavers, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos win it here tonight over Morningside. First win for Hastings over Morningside in six meetings. It doesn't happen very often. Only four wins over Morningside since the 1978-1979 season. And Hastings wins it tonight 78-74. We'll get our final word right after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
So we split here tonight. The Hastings College women, they lose the first game 76-49. The Hastings College men victorious in the second ball game by a score of 78-74. The Bronco men and women will play on the road again on Tuesday. They'll be in Concordia to take on the Concordia Bulldogs. Game times will be at 6 and at 8 o'clock on Tuesday. Pre-game show will be at 5:45 here on 1230 KHIS. In the final scores, the Hastings College women losing to Morningside 76-49. The Hastings College men victorious over Morningside 78-74. My producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sioux City.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.